Hey, good evening. Happy Tuesday night to everybody. And I would just like to start off by saying, welcome to the show, the Unstoppable Super Show. I am your host, Hollywood Rick Brutal. And, well, Judgment can't be here tonight, but co-hosting with me tonight, the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, it's Susie the Elf.
Hello.
Ah, yes, Susie, what's happening?
I don't know. Getting text messages.
I hear it's one of these days. I had to go up my manager first thing this morning, and it's just been a ragged day. The poor guy had to get two MRIs this morning, and I sat in the waiting room. Those tables are so uncomfortable, he could barely walk when he was done. He had to wait there for like 90 minutes straight.
When I had my MRI on my knee, it was, you know, I mean, it was just, it was my knee,
right.
But by the time they got done, like, I couldn't stand up.
Oh, God, I hate that.
My back was, I was having back spasms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the neck one sucked.
Because and the table's hard. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They put some kind of padding on, but that's not the same thing. I mean, you know, first they started with his neck, so he couldn't move his neck for like 45 minutes. And then pretty much right away, they did his lower back. So then his lower back was tightening up on him for like the last 20 minutes of that one. So he was not a happy camper on the way home. I'll tell you that much. He had a headache. His back was killing him all day. He was just doped up on pain meds all day. But anyway, here we are with another show. Another week in the books. Interesting news we found out this weekend from the new owners. Sports Unstoppable. Aurora Media, I believe it is, Susie?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, they're going to be starting some kind of player council or something like that. And if you're listening, I want in.
Well, maybe you need to message the owner.
Yeah, I think I'm going to send a message. I will do that.
I know he said something about trying to draw from the pool of big major companies.
Okay.
For the Players Council.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much he covered, I can't remember it all.
I know. And, of course, WFW closed down, so technically I'm not an owner anymore. Or GM.
Well, you're still an owner.
Right, I own it, but, you know.
It's not an active company.
Right. Exactly. And then I have some interesting news from Bama's Beach Bash. I have won a third title there I am currently holding. I am not only the Wave Chaser champion, I am not only the Big Kahuna. I am now also the Surfer Dudes champion. So technically, I'm the Wave Chaser Big Surfer Dude Kahuna champion.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I have combined all three belts into one temporary. See, all those years of surfing, hanging out at the beach paid off, finally. All right. Tanky's on hold. I think we'll bring her on instead of making her wait a half an hour. Hi, yeah, Tanky.
It's all good. It's your show. If I'm waiting half an hour, I'm waiting half an hour. Long and short of it. Not too much, man. Not too much. Just waiting for SOA to start tonight, you know, getting pretty hyped. Got my Women of Mayhem shirt on, you know.
Cool.
It's all good.
I have my Sons of Anarchy lounge pants on. It's Steve Yarn right now, and I did find that tonight's episode is an hour and 15 minutes long. So
yes, I watched it.
I heard that from somebody. They said all the episodes this year are going to be like running that length, so they can finish up everything they have to do this season. So
yeah, I have a buddy who's giving away fake spoilers. It's hilarious. Like last week he said Jack's killed his mother. This week he said Tiki's getting killed by Juice. It's I'm going along with it. Like, oh yeah, this is going to be good. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
what are we
yeah.
Talking about? I'm sorry. I was
Sons of Anarchy.
Muted.
No
spoilers.
No,
I'm not. Oh, no.
My
buddy doesn't watch the show. He's giving fake spoilers just to be a jackass. So when he posts them, like he even spelled Gemma's name wrong. It was hilarious. So when he posts them, I'm agreeing with everything he says just to fuck with people who watch the show. Yeah, screw you. I'm getting you. I love you, John Tard, wherever you are.
Yeah, no spoilers, because I still haven't gotten to see season 6, but I'm DVRing season 7. Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
As soon as it gets on Netflix, I'll watch it. I'll just do a marathon.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then I'll start watching the DVR'd episodes.
You know what's funny? They don't call it marathon watching anymore. It's called binge watching.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Marathon. It's just a marathon. If I'm watching more than a couple episodes, it's a marathon. I'm sorry. When they have it on TV, don't call it, what's binge watch, the binge session of Sons of Anarchy season 6. No, it's a marathon. That's what it is. Binge watching, please.
Sorry, I'm spamming.
It's okay. So, this is the part of the show where I normally talk about our fantasy football league.
Okay.
Which I will do so here. Let's see. We had the Midnight Hobos losing to the Welsh Renegades, 91-105. Eternity Enterprises, I believe that's Morgan's team, he lost 92-116 to Aggies Hades Chiefs. Judges Misfits lost to King Outlaws Arkham Knights, 96-116. Oh, that's got to be killing him. Jukebox Heroes, they won 97-83 over Shell's Gotham City Nets. And are you ready for this one? Susie heard about this one last night. With a score of 147.54 to 147.94, Team Hollywood lost to Pebsville All-Stars by 0.4 points, which translates into 4 yards of offense. Which means that if my running...
Close game.
It was so, that was, I think that's the closest game in history I've ever seen. I mean, it's like if one of my guys had gotten 4 more yards of rushing or receiving or like another field goal, I would have won. And I was actually surprised it was that close, because originally they said, based on the projected points, he was going to wind up winning by like 25 points or something like that. So, but then my guy got a couple touchdowns and I felt comfortable. And then all of a sudden, with like minutes ago, he has a quarterback and receiver in Philadelphia, threw a touchdown pass. He got double touchdown points, and all of a sudden, a bad call. Instead of being penalized, the defense got an interception. They got the ball, moved it down the field just enough for him to get the 0.4 he needed to be. Or actually, he was down, so he got, if he had 5 less yards or whatever, I would have won by 0.1.
Cool.
He got the points. Well, no, it's not cool. I lost, so.
Oh, sorry.
So here are the in Division One. We have the Arkham Knights in first place. I'm going to go with the overall division, overall standings. I'll start at the bottom. Gotham City Nats are in 10th place overall, 0-2. Hades Chiefs are 1-1. A lot of these teams are 1-1. Okay, basically everybody's 1-1 except for Gotham City Knights 0-2, and the Arkham Knights are 2-0. Everybody else is 1-1. And it basically breaks down to Hades Chiefs in 9th, Eternity Enterprises in 8th, Jukebox Heroes in 7th, the Welsh Renegades in 6th, the Midnight Hobos in 5th, Team Hollywood, my team, is 4th, and I would just make the playoffs. The top 4 teams make it. Pebsville All-Stars in 3rd, Misfits, for some reason they're in 2nd, but looking at the point total, he is like in dead last in our division. But for some reason they have him listed at 1st. I don't know why. I'm thinking, you know what it looks like? I think they went in alphabetical order for the team names. So we're all tied there, but that's how they have it written here. He's in 2nd. And then, of course, the Arkham Knights, 2-0 at the moment. He's in 1st place overall. Now, next week's games, this will be interesting. I'm taking on Judge's team. And I wish he was here tonight. We could do a little taunting, but I'm taking him on. Jukebox Heroes takes on Eternity Enterprises. The Midnight Hobos take on Gotham City Nats. The Arkham Knights take on Hades Chiefs. And then Pebsville All-Stars take on the Welsh Renegades. There you go. And, of course, this week there were a ton of injuries on Sunday's games. I think this week is going to be one of the busiest waiver wire weeks I've ever seen. And Angel's asking everybody to share a scene. I just looked in the chat.
I just spammed again, so
what is
spam
this?
That.
Okay, wait, hold on, mouse. What is this now? Mm-hmm. Okay, I will read. I'll read that in a little bit. I'm going to join the scene. I will share that now, and I'm going to read that during the promos. Angel, how about that? I did not even know about this.
Cool.
If you would have told me, I could have had time to get it ready. I could have read it sooner. Okay, we have somebody else on hold. I'm going to bring them on. Hello, caller.
How's it going, guys?
Well, I couldn't hear that. Who's? What was that?
How's it going, guys?
I heard a quack.
I heard a quack. I know. Who's
Rowdy?
This? Oh, it's Rowdy?
Yeah, it's up, Duty.
Oh, what's up, Rowdy?
There you go.
What can we do?
I can't hear him. I don't know. He keeps breaking up.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, it's cell reception. I'm sitting outside. That's probably why.
That's better.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, I heard y'all was talking about football.
Yes, okay. We're doing yeah, some of us are in a fantasy football league, so I was discussing that.
Cool.
That's all. We just went through it, so...
I try now and then to get into that, but it's been a while. I try not to get into it now and then.
Right.
Get not enough time to do it anyway.
Yeah, it you know, for me, it's one of those things. I just have the website pinned to my toolbar, so when I log on in the morning, it's just there. I can just pop it up and check out what's going on. So. Oh, maybe it's me, but maybe because I know. You know, like, where to look right away, what I'm looking for. It doesn't take me that long. Like, I remember back in the day, it would take me, like, an hour or two, you know, like, an hour a day to go through everything. Now, it's just like, boom, 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 and I'm done.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man. There's my phone. I'll be back.
Oh, okay. So, Rowdy, what can we do for you this evening?
Not much. Just thought I'd come by and see what was going on and hang out with y'all for a bit.
Oh.
Why?
Because I'm bored and I've got nothing else to do, Tank. That's why.
This isn't Tank.
This is Susie talking. That's Susie talking.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Susie and Tank sound the same to me.
Really?
Not even close.
Yeah, they sound completely
a little
different.
Bit. I mean, I'm just a little bit. Not a whole lot, just a little bit. Tank's got a little bit more of an attitude than Susie does.
I don't know. Not lately, man. Susie's been getting you more than I have. So, yeah.
I tend to comment on that one.
Well, if you didn't call people sluts and whores, they wouldn't come after you, would they?
I'm not saying anything for the last couple of days.
No, actually, you have mentioned what you have said to her. And what about your Facebook post about Mordrin last night? All right?
Oh, yeah,
well,
that's,
you can't
that's
let more, go.
That's just more. That's about Mordrin.
Doesn't
and
matter.
All that
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. How about you leave
okay,
the whole
I,
staff
on.
Alone?
I miss this. What happened with Mordrin last night?
He got his ass chewed out again, and he's bitching because it happened, and he thinks he's all that in a bag of Skittles. Well, really, buddy, you're nothing but an apple core that's being kicked down the street.
I wasn't the one that was getting chewed out last night. That was Todd that was getting chewed out, not me. I was under the radar the whole damn time.
Well, darling, I can pull up your post from last night if you really want.
Oh, do it! I would like to be informed.
My Facebook page, yeah, but I'm talking about on radio last night. I was under the radar the whole time.
No, it's about more than that. I really don't.
About Morgan on my Facebook page, yeah, that was me. But all I'm talking about is on radio last night.
Check your whole for the host. Okay,
thank you. You're breaking up. Thank you. You're breaking up badly.
You break up, Tank.
Be quiet until it stops.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's mine. Let me call you back.
Yeah, I'm not with you, buddy. Fucking weird, motherfucker. Okay. Here is your post from your own self about Mordrin last night. Oh, they're totally knocking out all the swear words. Use your imagination.
Wait, why are you knocking out the swear words?
I didn't knock them out. Copy and paste knocked them out.
Oh,
okay. Mordrin Night Stalker and his band of... I'll just go read what it says. And in his band of dumb fuck entourage known as Damnation, you fucks don't scare me. I ain't scared of no fucking body any fucking more. And Morgan, you're just a pussy-ass bitch. If you want to scrap, then let's scrap, fool, because I sure as hell ain't doing it in a company that you own that your dumb fuck-ass fired me from. So I'll give you an open invite to any company I'm in, so go take your own advice and die, bitch. He never told you to die. He told you to gargle some fast-moving buckshot. Who knows if that'll kill you?
Well,
like, seriously?
Yeah, it would.
Wow.
Yeah, man, well, I ain't doing it.
My goodness.
Get lucky and survive.
I am utterly shocked and appalled at this behavior.
You are not.
Being
played. But, yeah.
I can't believe the language I'm... I can't. Oh, he hung up. He dropped.
Of course. Wait.
Hold on, Mother Chucker.
Even just quoting.
No, he hung up.
He hung up. I was just saying, even just quoting something that was said last night, he run. Oh, dare I play it?
He can't take. He can't finish anything he starts.
Do I want to play it?
Do it.
He's worse than Mike Zodiac.
Hold on. I'm going to play it well enough so we can talk over it.
You know, I mean...
I think we should just play the second he calls in from now on. seriously, every time I hear the name Rowdy, I think of this song.
I ran so far.
Jonathan
Nager
says he also insulted Elf on his Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, that's before that was
I don't have his
prior.
Facebook page. I wish I did.
You want? I can read the one he said about it, Susie, if you like.
Okay,
I understand this.
Could
is
you
not
turn
the
music down a little more, please?
Sure, hold on a second.
Even though the guy had the best hairstyle in entertainment today. But really,
well,
yeah.
Well, hold on, he had the most unique hairstyle. How about that?
Yeah. That's a lot of hairspray, man, in a hairdryer.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Yes.
I remember an episode of Friends where they do a flashback to the 80s, and I think it was Chandler, he did his hair like Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah. I can honestly say I never saw any
snorting.
I can honestly say I've never seen any. Kelly
said
hairdo.
I should play Crying Like a Bitch. No, but the thing is, second you call him anything, he runs. And he runs so far away.
He can't.
Oh, he's back.
He can
he's
start
back.
Things, but he can't finish them.
Well, he's
and he
back.
Cannot get away.
What happened?
Don't.
What happened to you?
Nothing, dude. Nothing. It's just nothing. Tank was breaking up, and I was breaking up. I told you I'll be back, thinking it was on my end.
Oh, I didn't even hear you say you'll be back.
Do not leave unless you can't be heard, and we tell you you're fucking up. You were fine, dude.
Tank was messing up on my end. That's why I thought it was on my. That's why I thought it was my end. That's why I hung up and called y'all back.
Remember,
I'm on a cell phone, and the cell reception where I'm at sucks.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something about using when you're using. When you're using a cell phone to call in, whenever you use a cell phone to call in, you're pretty much okay, all right? If all I have pain, everyone's going to hear it. No, you're not in shit. If you heard it, they heard it if you're on your phone. Trust me.
Yes.
I've had to use my phone plenty.
Okay.
Yeah, the drinking game.
Remember, folks, every time Tanky snorts, everyone does a shot. Right now, one snort, one shot.
Well, crap! That one chicken thing I posted for you last night with the squeaking chicken goes into the cupboard and finds a can of chicken soup.
Yeah, that was funny.
Stupid starts freaking
funny.
Out.
I like that. Another thing that gets it once in a while is when you say nunclucks.
Oh God, that's the.
Not like you used to. Like,
what's this nunclucery we're talking about?
Was that?
Nunclucery. Y'all were talking about fantasy football before I came on.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, months and months, almost like a year ago, I mentioned this thing I came up with ages ago.
Yes, what?
You take two rubber chicken, and tie together by the neck with a chain, and instead of nunchucks, they're called nunclucks.
Oh.
You did it. All right, take
the night I mentioned was a stretch. There she goes. Yeah. I mean, you had 5 second snorts. So every second she snorts, that's a shot. So.
Oh, remember that one night her son was so drunk off his butt?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, he must have had to drink two bottles by the time.
27 snorts.
Yes, it was 27 snorts. Good Lord.
Yeah, well, one thing's for sure. I don't drink, so I'm exempt on this one, probably.
Oh, I snore and I drink.
Well, it's for people who drink, so.
I don't drink a lot. I don't drink. Maybe once in a while, one beer, and that'll be it. Somebody's got to at least be the designated driver.
Maybe you should drink more. It might improve your personality.
No, I turned 21. I had my first beer. I didn't like it.
I see.
He doesn't get the point.
The point don't matter anymore. I'm just here to hang out with y'all and not start drama. It's a drama-free night for me, all right? Get over it.
It's a what?
It's a drama-free night for me. Get over it. I don't feel like starting it. I don't feel like spending it.
Well, we'll see how drama-free it is. Sometimes the drama just finds you. And I don't mean you specifically. I mean in general. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems everywhere I go, I'm just unstoppable. I get knocked into drama.
Wow.
Whether if I cause it or not, I'm usually right in the middle of it.
Well, I think, you know, you might say you avoid it, but maybe sometimes just the way you react to the drama. I'm just saying that I don't know their case specifically. I'm just saying in general, I find people go, I don't know why drama finds me all the time. And I say, well, look at the way you reacted to things. You're just reacting. It's just going to find you.
There's sometimes I'll get defensive, and that's probably when it comes up and bites me in the ass.
Okay, we have a few people calling in now. My goodness. All right, let me bring this. Everything's moving around. Hold on. Let me bring this caller on. Hello, caller.
Hi, Hollywood.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. This is Angel.
Oh, Angel Malice. How are you, my dear?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
Did you notice you have a new tag team in Malice Island?
Yes, I told her, yes.
yes, he told me about that.
That's right. Poor Icon is missing, so Susie is now my tag team, and we are the Sea Cove Pirates. I changed the roster up.
As long as it's posted in the scene, then, yeah, we'll get a match.
Yep, cool. And Drifty has joined us in the chat. He's giving out flowers to all the ladies. Oh, all the pretty ladies.
Did Rowdy run away when I called in?
Unfortunately,
I'm still here.
He's here.
At the moment.
Yes, he's here.
Okay, well, can I have a moment of time to say something to him, please?
Certainly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rowdy, you say you don't want to start drama, yet you go on the feed and you mention everybody's name. If you don't want drama, keep my name out of your freaking mouth or I will bust your mouth. Do you understand me?
Oh, please,
yeah,
do it.
Not,
do it. Do
I'm
it.
I'm not starting nothing with you lately, okay?
Lately. You were running. Hold on. You were running your mouth about me and my husband while my husband wasn't even around. I called.
What happened there?
He dropped. Somebody dropped. Hello?
I think that was Angel. I'm still here.
Angel dropped.
That's your question, Rowdy.
Yeah.
How come you start with everybody but me?
He's scared?
I don't know.
He's
scared?
You don't start with HRB because, well, he doesn't mess with anybody or do anything to piss you off. But exactly get there.
Well, I'm gonna.
I speak to you more than most people do.
I'm gonna bring in. Hold on. I'm gonna bring up an old proverb I learned from a Tibetan monk. Don't go looking for none. Won't find none.
There's an old saying that my football buddies and I used to always use. It's a drama for your mama.
All right, very good. Well, I think there's Angel back on.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I didn't do anything. I do have somebody else on hold. I'm going to bring them on. Hold on a second. Hello, caller.
It's just me, Ace.
Oh, hello, Ace. What's happening, brother?
Nothing. My computer sucks, so it's easier for me to call in and listen than listen to it on the computer.
Oh, okay. You want to put you back on hold so you can listen to it? Or do you want to hang out and talk? Okay.
Yeah, if you guys say something, I might say something, but...
Well, I'll leave you on then. You can just hang out.
No meeting.
Wow, we have
he's pulling the same thing I'm doing. I'm just hanging out with y'all. I got nothing else better to do.
Okay, hold on a minute. I didn't think he was going to call in tonight, but ladies and gentlemen... Yes, hello? Hello? Caller?
So, hey, Rowdy, I have a question.
I know who it is.
Why are you always talking about Judge?
I don't know.
No, really. I mean,
that's
why
an honest opinion. I don't know.
Well, you're the one doing it. You should have a reason for why you do it.
Ego. That's the only thing. That's stuck on me. I go back on it.
Well,
we lost Angel again, didn't? Or she doesn't
know.
Okay,
I'm still here.
Brutal.
Okay.
I'm still here. Jay Esquire, what's happening, brother?
How's it going, Judge?
The guy that I'm going to be facing this coming weekend.
And you know my team is pissed because we lost by like a... Did you see how many points I lost by?
You lost by cigarette ashes, dude. Come
I on. Lost by 5 friggin' yards. If one of my guys would have stretched his arm out forward, I would have won. Oh, that pissed
me off. Yeah, it's kind of sad. My Panthers are 2-0.
By 5 friggin' yards. I mean, just... It was going to be, you know, this week I got a prediction that this week I'm going to beat you by 7 yards.
Well, you know what's funny? Last week I won, but if I had played almost anybody else, I would have lost. This week, if I played anybody else, I would have won because I had the second highest point total this week.
Well, it may have been because you was playing Pibb's team, and we all know Pibb's sneaks in those little yards because he runs between legs and he's just
running. He snuck in there. There was a pile up, and then he snuck forward. He snuck forward when the ref wasn't looking.
Yeah, he snuck in all the time, which is basically how he wins his matches here lately.
I know. You know what it is, Judge? We're all 1-1. We have 1-0-2. We have 1-2-0. So, you know, after 2 weeks... You know, even the 0-2 team is still in it. So, I mean, you know.
Hey, I'm number 2, so I'm all right.
Yeah, I don't know why you're number 2. I think we're going by alphabetical. I don't know how the hell that happened.
They're going by the amount of talent that I recruited.
No, if we did that, I'd be in first, hands down.
Well, you did win the best draft overall. I mean.
Well, you know what it is. That's what I'm saying. I said this even last year. It doesn't matter how your draft went. It depends how they do. Because, look, Adrian Peterson, I didn't play this week. He was benched. He was deactivated. And two get their backups, or one of the backups I got, and I got some other players on my team.
Well, you know, my secret weapon, it may get to play this week.
Your secret weapon may get to play this
from Denver.
With Decker?
Wes Walker?
Walker, you know, with the new rules that they're coming out with, he may be able to be suspended, maybe lifted, and he may be playing this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I know
really?
I already said...
Yeah, that should have gone down already. If it
passed.
Well,
they said Josh Gordon will be able to play after week 10 instead of being suspended for the whole year. So,
well, you know, he may be able to play. You know, having a little jug. I mean, it wasn't his fault. Come on, he didn't really inhale.
Who, Welker?
He kind of done like Bill Clinton did.
Just no, Welker. Well, no, that wasn't. Welker took something from the vitamin store.
I know, but just we go with
no, that. No, he's Welker is trying to, him and his wife were trying to have a baby, and they gave him some kind of freaking something, And whatever was in the shit they gave him was one of the banned substances.
Oh, so he took some high-powered Viagra.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? He came out on the field with a big old heart on? Jesus.
Kick
me, man.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to actually put him back in, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I have an idea. Why don't you wait to see if he's going to play this week before you activate him?
I'll forget. Remind
me. Well, if you find out, if he's going to play, you'll find out by Thursday.
Well, we got to have our things in because of Thursday Night Football now. They shut it off on Wednesday.
What?
That's right. You'll know by Thursday.
You won't be able to.
I mean, by Wednesday you'll know.
By Wednesday.
Because I forgot about Thursday.
Because you won't be. You can't rotate your team after midnight on Wednesday because it will let you do that because starts counting on Thursday now.
Right.
So what are we talking about?
Well, I was going. Well,
that's me beating you. Besides how I'm going to beat you this week.
I don't think so.
It's always been, and to me, coming off a loss to that godforsaken wannabe.
Hey, who are we talking about?
King of the NyQuil.
I can't believe you lost a King Outlaw after all the stuff going on between you guys.
I think he paid the rails off. I mean, I really did. I really do. I think he paid the rails off, and it was a wicked thing. I mean, he got lucky, and
I'm trying to see.
I went 12-4 this week, so I had a good week.
Decker. I'm trying to see your team here. Decker had a good day. Bell, Matthew. Oh, Matthew's got hurt. That's right.
Yeah.
Norman Davis. Oh, my God. He didn't do anything this week. A couple of your guys.
A couple of them didn't do nothing. A couple of them need to do more. And
Dude, Matthew Stafford is going to get crack done at that game Sunday against Carolina anyway.
Well, if you had played New England's defense, you would have won hands down, Judge.
Yeah, I would have, but I did not think about it.
Yeah.
Or Carolina defense, because they're pretty good this year, too.
Somebody has Carolina's defense, so.
Damn it!
No,
we'll try. I may play New England's defense this week, see what happens against you.
Who are they playing this week?
New England plays at Oklahoma.
At Oklahoma?
No, not Oklahoma. Oakland.
Oklahoma pro team.
Yeah, we got an Oklahoma pro
team. You play in Oakland that day. Hold on, wait. Hold on. To be fair, if his defense is playing Oakland, they might as well play against Oklahoma.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's true. Because they'll probably be better.
So I'm definitely going to pull in New England's defense on this. And,
all right.
Oklahoma.
Okay, Christian Kelly has in the chat here. She has a new company, Hounds of Justice Hardcore Wrestling, 1,000 coin match payouts. Hit her up for an invite, and then she puts the link.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm still on NWN. You know what? I'm going to go leave NWN just now. Right now.
Okay. Alexander Wilson asked, so what's your guys' thoughts on Ray Rice?
The thing I think about Ray Rice, I think he needs to come into the wrestler Unstoppable and take care of a few people in Unstoppable.
To be honest, I think, first of all, everybody's blaming the commissioner on this one. It's not his fault, because they have said they tried to get the tape, they couldn't get the tape.
Yeah,
they
but they
got
were
it
saying
now.
On Mike and Mike that they had the tape.
Well, hold on. This is what is being said now. Not the commissioner, but the guy doing the investigation, they're saying, had the tape. He turned around and told the commissioner he never got the tape.
Shit.
So it's that guy's fault. I don't see why they're blaming the commissioner. I know National Organization of Women, they wanted Roger Goodell to be fired, and I'm like, for what? It wasn't his fault.
Well, yeah, I don't
guy
think he should be
him.
Fired, but the tape was in the building,
mm-hmm.
and Goodell's the man, so he should know what's going on in his own building.
Right, but the thing is, I just said, the guy who Goodell had somebody in charge of the investigation. He told Goodell he never got the tape, which I think, in other words, he had the tape, and I bet he was friends with Ray Rice, and he never showed the tape. He said, I never got the tape.
Well, then he'll probably end up getting fired. Watch.
Right.
What's
so now,
happening
see, here's
is
the thing about that, though, guys.
Goodell
Ray Rice
did not even know about the tape that existed,
went,
which I agree with him on that, because he didn't
suspension.
Know.
Wait,
me and co-host here talking, dude.
Judge, what was that again?
Okay, the commissioner. I kind of agree. I kind of believe him when he says I, because he stated I did not know the tape had existed, and right. Like Hollywood said, he had people investigate it. They heard about the ledge hit, the ledge right. hit knockout punch, but he never saw the tape. So,
right.
But does he need to resign because of it?
No. But no. To be fair, I think the guy who was investigating, who he put in charge of investigating it, it sounds like he knew the tape was there. He saw the tape, and then he turned around and lied about never getting the tape. And if that's the case, that guy needs to be fired, because now
exactly.
Roger Goodell has brought an outside source in to lead up the new investigation.
Yeah,
but now, in other news, Ray Rice has been suspended, and you know, indefinitely. The team cut him. Now he's trying to sue.
He appealed that suspension, according to Schaefer last night on SportsCenter.
Right. But realistically, okay, let's say he wins it and they reinstate him. What team is going to want him to play? What team
exactly.
in their right mind is going to bring – because no, if you bring him in, you know how much negative publicity is going to come down on you this year? I could see waiting until next year and saying, okay, he did his year penance. You know, he did his year. He could come back.
Okay.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about that,
well,
though.
The thing is, you got to look at it. The same thing was said – about
Michael Vick.
Yeah, Michael Vick.
Right.
People went on and on and on about it.
You go to jail for
dog bites, you can get your ass beat up more there than you do for child abuse
right.
or anything.
Right. Michael Vick did his time, and he learned his lesson, and he came back. So, you know.
Yeah, he's playing for the Jets now, ain't he?
Yeah, he's playing.
He's with Vick's with Philly, ain't he?
No, he's with the Jets. He's the backup.
Oh, yeah,
he
is with the Jets.
So, you
know,
honestly,
if they did the same thing with the Ray Rice like they did to Michael Vick, I can see Philadelphia probably picking him up.
Right. Well, like I said, I don't, even if he's reinstated, I can't see a team bringing him in this year.
I agree.
Drifty said, my son said, he said, I still hate Vick and I wish somebody would break his leg.
I see.
Yeah, but if he does come back, he'll end up going to the Raiders. Watch.
Okay. All right.
And
Wait a minute.
They were embarrassed by the league. I think this is one of these things, the mass media and the public pressured the NFL into doing what they did. They were already under scrutiny. Saying, wait a minute, you smoke a joint, you're suspended for the year. You beat up a woman, you're only suspended 2 games. And
no,
they're suspended,
first defense was 6 games.
Hold on. Originally it was 2 games. And then second defense for the drug, the banned substance abuse. But now this is what people were saying, and their defense was that Ray Rice, well, we don't know what happened. It's his word versus her word. And then all of a sudden, TMZ brought out this tape out of nowhere, showed it to everybody, and they're like, wait, he did that and he only got 2 games? So then they had to turn around and, you know, to save face. I think that's why they did this. Like I said, one, it was the way it was handled the first time, and two, to save face because of the outrage by the public. But then the thing I don't get is his girlfriend or fiancée at the time turned around a month later and married him.
Okay. Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. We all saw the video, all right? Yeah, he punched her in the face. Yeah, she bounced off the wall and he hit her again. She went down and dragged her limp, dead-looking body from the elevator. Okay.
Right.
First, he only gets 2 games, and then they suspend him indefinitely. Our hockey league says, fuck you, we don't want you. And now they're saying that they're going to bring him back. What does that say about the NFL that I have always known to be a family organization? You know?
Right.
What does that say, you know? What does that
right.
say?
It's all about the money anyway.
We like woman beaters. What's next? We're going to let child molesters stay too? You know?
No.
I still say that she hit her head on the elevator.
I call bullshit, and all I got to say about that.
Judge,
all I got to say about that is she's.
Hold on, hold on. The elevator in question was her fist. Was his fist, rather.
No, it was the elevator. Her big stiletto heel broke, and she slipped.
I just watched it today.
Oh,
I show it almost every day. And no, come on, Judge.
Yeah, like Bolden said, he kicked
funny.
Her. I mean, he punched her.
Her head
and
hit the railing. That's what knocked her out.
Yeah. Here's the thing, okay? I can take a fucking shot, all right? I can take a smash to the back of my head. Let me tell you, motherfucker would have hit me, he would have been so flat in the middle of the elevator.
Okay, but here's
the
question that I
want to
ask.
Let me tell
you. Ask away.
Everybody's on the Ray Rice thing because he hit a woman.
Right.
And he knocked her out. But not too long ago, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Beyonce's sister was in the elevator, and they got into an altercation.
Right.
And Jay-Z now produces one of the top artists in the industry and has some of the biggest selling records. So why come people aren't boycotting him yet? They wanted to supposedly...
Because she went after him. He didn't go after her.
Sports Authority now said if you have a Ray Rice jersey, you can bring it back to their store. They would give you a full refund or exchange it for another football player.
And now, I heard in Madden 15, they put out an update last week, that eliminates Ray Rice from the game altogether.
Which, Judge is an asshole. Judge is he says women stay in the kitchen, get permission, blah, blah, blah. You know,
right.
I do agree with what people are saying. I do think he needs to be indefinitely suspended from the NFL because of it. There's no second chance. There's no coming back. You've been suspended. That's it.
Right.
Closed. Go find something else to do. But at the same time, we as a public can't, and I'm going to use this word loosely because I know people are going to say, oh, no, you're saying this. No, we can't discriminate about one person and one profession and not do it against someone in another profession.
Okay.
Like Jay-Z.
Right.
Then people need to boycott.
Well, see, Jay-Z never hit her, though.
He kicked her and slapped her.
Well, she was hitting him first.
How do we know?
She went after him because he had said something to her.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z
it started in the little
not, hold on. Jay-Z is not a big, bad, powerhouse football player, is he?
No,
Jay-Z
not.
Isn't a big, bad, powerhouse football player.
And if he would have hit Beyonce,
Jay-Z
Beyonce would have ended
his
shit.
Right. Because as we all know from the Super Bowl, the meme that came out afterwards, she would turn into She-Hulk and kick his ass.
That's true.
So... I'm kidding, guys. That was a joke. I'm sorry.
I know.
But, yeah, I was surprised he only got two games when I heard about what happened. And then when I saw the footage, I'm like, once I saw the footage, I was like, oh, good Lord, this is going to open up a flood of negative publicity all around.
As well.
I don't care for Jay-Z. I don't care for him.
But what I'm saying is I think it was a setup by TMZ because – TMZ got word that it was going to be a two-game suspension because they had, quote-unquote, heard of the alleged punch. So, therefore, he suspended her two games. Suddenly, this video pops out after this announcement. Okay,
4 months,
why come
4 months later?
Well, hold on. Wait, hold on. This is the video. Judge, this is what happened with the video. That hotel they were staying at closed. The gentleman who had the tape was out of a job. I think TMZ got him at the right time. When the person needed money, offered him a significant amount of money, and and gave them the tape. Had he still been working, had the hotel still been open, I guarantee you that tape would not have seen the light of day.
Oh, well, that's true. I mean, or the guy had been smart, made a duplicate copy, went to Ray Rice, and said, "Hey, look, this is what I got. Now, you going to pay me to keep my mouth shut, or you going to what?"
No, that's blackmail.
Right,
that's blackmail. At the same time. But, okay, TMZ basically blackmails people. We're going to pay you for that tape if you give it to us. If you don't, then we'll say you got it and we'll still out you. See, I'm not a fan of TMZ.
Right.
TMZ because of the way they do things.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the Inquirer on television.
But see, that footage should have been immediately turned over to the police.
Right,
yeah,
except that guy held on to it.
Right.
Right, that's the guy's fault who held on to it.
He knew he'd make money off it.
Yeah, he knows he'd make money off it.
Funny guy in the chat.
I don't know, but his font sure is annoying. I'm ready just to mute him.
Yes, I have to do the same thing. Yeah, you know what?
Done.
Thank you. Okay, I was in the same time you did, and never popped. I'm like, why can't I do this? There you go. Good job, Gigi. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Trayvon. We don't care if your computer has a virus. Lower your font and stick with the topic at hand or go somewhere else.
Yeah, yes. If you go right above where you type, there is a T and a happy face. Like the motherfucking T, excuse my language. You'll
hold
see
on.
A number, and you hit that and lower your font.
Hold on. Or you could do this.
Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself?
Or play Frogger on the highway.
Now, on Trayvon's defense, I've got to step in here because I have had this happen to me. If he is using Chrome, like I usually use Chrome.
Google Chrome? Yes, that's what I use.
Sometimes I cannot get the little T and a little smiley face to come up, and it automatically
you know
puts you in big font. If I go to Firefox, I can get it. And after
I'm
keep refreshing, 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 it kills me to the point I'm like, I'm just not even going to talk.
I'm going to tell you exactly what you do. Pick somebody random in chat and open up a chat window. That will come up, and then look down, and it'll be in the chat as well, and just close the chat window. It happens to me, too, and that's what I do.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, I'm going to bring this gentleman on, because he's on hold for a few seconds. Hello!
Talk stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Sean. What's happening, baby?
Not much. Gonna eat my chocolate chip cookie that my mama got for me from Super Walmart, pack a bowl, throw my pajama pants on, and enjoy the show.
I had chocolate chip cookies.
He said pajama pants.
He said pajama pants.
He said pajama pants and cookies at the same time. That's like, wow.
You have your fuzzy slippers on,
too? Mama got him.
Do you have your fuzzy slippers on, too?
I might put some slippers on.
Yes, put slippers on.
Or is it a onesie?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I am. But I'm onesie this year. I am. Don't care what it is. I am going to get me a freaking onesie.
Are you?
Hey, you know they make the footed pajamas that have like Batman and stuff on them.
Yes.
Ice has got a footed pajamas that were the gray. It's gray like the old 60s Batman, and it's hooded, so it has the cowl, and it has the cape.
My nephew has those.
Oh, I've got Mickey Mouse hooded pajamas, but I like the footy. I like the trapdoor too.
Hold on, wait for this. My nephew.
I'll get you back into a damn onesie now.
I wish.
Hold on. I'm going to post this picture.
The footy, you can actually unzip them and take them off.
Hold on. Look at that picture. Okay. My nephew got those when he was 5'6". Okay. And they were just a little big on him. He is 6'2" now. So picture what he looked like in those.
Eh? You just gave us a whole page of it.
Did I?
Yeah. Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
The blue one?
The second one.
Okay.
The second one?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I should have went to the page. Right? Good Lord.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah, everybody's looking at
footy pajamas
now.
Hold on.
This is how we get.
Hold on. Let me give you the proper link.
Hey, this is how we roll.
There you go.
The only... Where other radio station would you come across that has footy pajamas?
In Batman style. Hey, and they even have Robin style.
Speaking of Batman, I pissed off HRB this week.
Oh, I got back at you last night. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you stuck a batarang up my nose.
That's right.
But hey, all I gotta say is, why can't Batman and Superman have a sexual relationship? I don't see a problem with it.
Because they're hetero. Did you see the picture? That picture was photoshopped completely.
Yeah, they're fighting over Wonder Woman.
So?
Yeah, originally that was Superman and Wonder Woman, that picture.
So, you don't know what goes on in the boys' change room.
That's right.
Why do you think something homosexual is going on in the locker room?
Why? Because you don't know what goes on
the down low.
Come on, man. It is a known fact that the Boy Wonder and Batman had a
hold
sexual
on.
Relationship.
Hold on. Okay, what's that? Where
fact.
Is this fact known? Because you're the only one presenting me with these facts.
Well, okay, it's been talked about for years. How's that?
No, it was speculated.
Speculated upon and... Come on, man.
No,
come on. He's got to earn his keep somehow. Come on.
It was speculated for years.
Oh, those are wicked-ass gammies, by the way.
That's why he's going.
I want them.
You notice her big defense is she's grasping at straws here?
What?
I just like fucking with
her big defense
is
she's grasping at straws?
I'm just fucking with shit. It's great.
See, that's what the new Batman and Superman movie is supposed to be about.
What, them fighting over Wonder Woman?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, Batman versus Superman.
Yep.
You're going to fight over who's got the biggest dick, don't lie.
And you know, it's funny.
Well, ain't Superman the Man of Steel?
I was telling somebody, you know, Gal Gadot looks nothing like Wonder Woman. They're going to have to CGI her breasts in the movie.
Linda, I heard Linda Carter's supposed sweeter. To be in that too. She's supposed to have a cameo in it.
That would be cool.
That's alright.
But you know, that is one thing about Superman. They pay homage to what they've always paid homage to what has come before. In Christopher Reeve's Superman, the woman on the train. You know, when he's in high school and he's running home, the woman on the train that looks out and sees him, that was the original Lois Lane from the TV
True.
Series. And
right.
then in Smallville, the one that played Lois Lane, I always have trouble remembering her name.
She's a Canadian. That's all that matters.
The way what?
The lady,
Terry Hatcher.
The lady. No.
Oh, wait,
that's
the original Lois and Lane. I'm sorry.
The lady who played Lois in Christopher Reeve's Superman She made an appearance in Smallville in Superman Returns. The bartender played Jimmy Olsen in the original TV show. There were things that they did in Man of Steel, I just can't remember them all, that paid homage to what went before.
True.
So it's one of the things I
Linda
really
Carter's
do like.
To me. That's the only one I know about.
Linda Carter's yum.
But that's one thing that they've done with all of the Superman, the franchise with the TV shows and the movies, they've paid tribute to what has come before. And, you know, Christopher Reeves was in Smallville as well.
Yeah.
Before
True.
He died.
Yes, he was. And he played a scientist and gave him all the Kryptonian codes.
So, you know, I really like how they honor what came before. It's like, we wouldn't be here without this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I really like True. That about the Superman genre.
Well, you know, it's funny. If they didn't do that...
I think
Luke
Ferrigno was in the Hulk movies, too.
Yeah, he was. One of them he was. You know, if they didn't pay homage to the ones before, there wouldn't be anything cool about those movies. Because you notice that's the one thing everybody talks about. It's the fact they paid tribute to everything that came beforehand.
True.
And that's the only thing everybody talks about those movies.
No, I've talked about other things. I really liked Man of Steel. That
one
was
of very few.
I enjoyed
it. I don't care what anybody
says.
There
I like Brandon
were so
Ross.
Many things wrong with that movie.
You know, I
love
dated
Brandon
a guy
Ross.
Time.
I don't care what you say.
I dated a guy one time.
I'm just saying.
I enjoyed because it ignored everything that happened in 3 and 4.
See ya,
yes,
Alexander.
I do agree.
Right.
That's what I like too. Because those two movies are horrible.
No, I enjoyed them.
No, 3 and 4?
I really did
Richard
enjoy
Pryor,
no.
You
no,
enjoyed
no.
3 and 4?
Oh, no. I thought you meant me.
I said,
no.
3 and 4 were god-awful.
Oh, no. I wish
oh
I could
my God, those were horrible.
It's like Highlander
Richard...
2. I wish it could just disappear off the face of the earth and never be seen again.
Remember, after the first Highlander movie, nothing happened except the TV show.
All right, we got a special caller.
We do?
We have a special caller.
Okay,
first of all, before I bring him on, I have to agree with what my son says in chat, that Superman busted a nut, it'd be like a 12-gauge shotgun going off.
No, if he busted a nut, it would, hold on. If he busted a nut, it would be like an atomic bomb going off. Come on.
True. Now, let's bring on this very, very special caller. Everyone's been asking about him, and actually, it took us a little
bit.
Everybody
was asking about him? I haven't heard him mentioned.
Everybody has been asking for this guy to come back on radio.
Oh, yes, I agree with that.
So we brought him back for tonight.
Yes.
Caller.
What is up?
What's up, brother?
Oh, my God. One of those nights, folks. What do we got going on tonight?
We were talking about the Fantasy Football League, and then we started talking about Ray Rice. And
yeah,
then we got on the subject of
the
Man of Steel movies.
Oh, the Elevator Beatdown League, huh?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
BFF.
What's up?
So what's happening, kid?
You know, I was passing through and heard a little jargon going on over here, so I figured I'd stop in, see what's going on, mingle with my common folk. I see some familiar faces in the chat there.
Yes, we got quite a few. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You want to do your thing?
Sure, Matt. Do it. No problem. Right. Well, y'all, welcome to the Unstoppable Super Show. As you're aware of, Caden just came on air. We got Susie and HIV and me, and I think Rowdy's still here, but who cares? But
forgive me, man. We got a few people
Angel,
on air.
Angel here, too. Angel, too. Hey, man.
Angel's
hey,
here.
Hey, I'm not high enough. Come on. But in the chat we got Big Bowden, Drifty the Shrunken Clown, who I hope has some cookies by now. Guest number one and two.
Oh, yeah.
You're no fun. Oh, cool, good. You're no fun. No hash cookies for you.
No.
Jonathan the Grappler Taylor, my awesome son. Hey, Christopher Price, King Moneybags. What's up, buddy? My awesome daughter Crushing Kelly. Holy crap, all my family's here. And Lamb, my CGP daughter-in-law. Sadistic Sean Hubbard, he's on air with us as well.
Right. And somebody named Tank Girl's in the chat, too. What?
Yeah, I'm there, too.
And
Caden? Yeah,
okay. Caden? Kelly says...
Caden's on air. Caden's on air. I introduced him first.
Hold on. Kelly says, just don't get a hard on air.
Oh, God.
Sweetheart, I get a hard on anywhere.
It's not that don't get a hard on air. Just don't play with it on air.
Caden, is it true you got a hard on watching SpongeBob?
Hey.
Yeah, all those holes, man.
I can't help
all those
people stroke my ego at different times. It happens.
Okay, I'm just
sometimes
making sure.
Sometimes Squidward gets a little carried away.
All right.
And SpongeBob has all those holes, you know.
Yeah, so do you.
Oh,
all right, I gotta ask this because this just came up in on my end of Facebook.
Okay.
So somebody posted a photo on Facebook that was taken by a quote unquote photographer, and now the guy's wife the guy's husband that took the photo is threatening me because the photo's quote unquote copyrighted. Well, I'm gonna put it like this: if the photo's on Facebook and I can find it, it's open season for me to
use.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. If it does say copyright on it, if it has the copyright on it, it is not. Because my father-in-law is a photographer, and he puts a copyright mark on every one of the photos that he does because he's a professional photographer.
Nikki, are you on Facebook? I'm going to send this to you. It does not say copyright. It just says...
I don't know who Nikki is.
Okay, we do have another caller.
Send
I'm going to bring her on.
Cool.
I'm going to bring her on.
Stuff.
Hello?
I know who it is.
Welcome.
Hey, Hollywood.
Hey, Kelly. What's happening, baby?
I'm doing all right. How are you, sweetie?
Doing okay.
Do I have a budding romance here?
What?
I wonder, man. They're kissing and
she's
chatting
married
and everything, man. You can see them.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, they run up to each other, and it ain't no air kiss.
I know. I've been noticing that.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know. Because
I don't see the little circular copyright mark on that anywhere.
Come here.
Okay, where is the picture?
Is there a stamp on it?
What's that?
Post the link in the chat.
Excuse me.
Look at that.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Okay.
Well, it does have the photographer's name on it.
Yeah, it does have a name on it, so. But what do you got mad about? You shared the picture?
Yeah.
Why? What's the difference? His name is on it. You can see that.
But if you don't have permission from the photographer to share a copyright, share one of their, to use one of their images,
right,
then you're using copyrighted material.
Oh, okay, I see. So maybe you
should I get stuff all the time that will say, like, my buddy will send me stuff, my tag team partner will send me stuff, and it'll say on Facebook that I'm not allowed to see it.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, maybe you should just apologize to the guy and
say,
I didn't know what the deal was, and, you know, just maybe put in there courtesy of Race Photography or something.
Yeah, give him props.
Yeah. Just
take
make nice
from
the guy,
or
you know.
Thank you so much.
And you know, Drifty says, some people are so tight about the little things in life.
I know, some people
And that is true.
I like when people are tight.
I do too. The tighter the better.
That's when Caden brings up the lube.
Ironically, I learned that doing plumbing.
Wait, I was going to say, that's when Caden brings up the lube, but this
know,
is Caden,
right?
He doesn't use lube.
No, I spit at it occasionally, but...
There
righty,
you
tighty, lefty, loosey, that's what I learned.
He just goes for broken hopes of the best.
Tank say she was really loosey?
No, righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
Yeah, that's how I remember which way to turn the screwdriver and wrench and everything else.
Did you say juicy, loosey?
No.
No, because everybody knows Juicy Lucy. Every time you go
lefty
over her house,
Lucy.
She serves fruit juice.
Lefty.
But she
Lucy.
Serves fruit juice. That's why she's called Juicy Lucy.
Oh, okay.
She serves fruit juice. What were you thinking, you pervert?
I think she said assy tighty pussy Lucy.
Yeah, you can't use
well,
that.
Well, if she said that, then, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, Trifty says that's what he calls his hand, righty tighty and lefty Lucy.
Never mind.
My goodness.
I didn't need to know that.
The things
exactly.
We're learning tonight about Drifty. Oh, Drifty, you're so
crazy. Never mind.
My goodness.
And they make hamburgers called Juicy Lucy's.
Do they really?
Yeah,
they
well, that's hamburger
cheese
with
on
a,
the inside.
Yeah, that's yeah. They put a pocket of cheese. Sometimes it'll have other things as well, but yeah, those are called a Juicy Lucy.
And Susie's the expert
that
on
that. Sounds pretty
good. I watch the Food Network. What can I say?
Oh, I see.
I put a Juicy Lucy in my mouth once.
Oh, it wasn't a mine. Oh, geez.
Okay.
Oh, sweet Jesus, help us all.
Dare I ask what happened?
I'm scared to know what's in Caden's mind right now. Ew.
Yeah,
you don't want to know?
I really
I've known
don't.
Caden a long time, and I really, I gave up wanting to know. Oh, yeah. I've known Caden for years.
Too many.
Have you really?
I think I will be blocking my mind reading powers, so I don't hear what's going on in his head right now.
I got a lot of things that involve you.
That's
oh God.
It's cluttered. You don't want to be in there.
Sorry, Caden, but you'll never have me.
Chances
no,
are
she's flirting with HRB.
She is not.
Oh,
she's married.
Oh, hush,
she probably. She's
I'm
probably.
Just, I don't
nice.
Hey, I'm just calling it as I see it, Kelly. You know, y'all are making kissy faces at each other, and you know, you're calling him dear, and you know.
A lot of people call me dear.
See, I'm married.
I'll call
see,
you dear.
I'm She's married. I'm
I didn't say you,
Kane. Nice.
I said a lot of people.
I'm a lot of people.
I'm just being nice.
You're one
all right,
person.
Oh, okay.
I'm married.
Well, you know,
one of many
happily
people.
Happily married.
Well,
see,
yes,
the only people
one.
I give kissy faces to are Maddie and Reynolds and Pager.
Oh, so something's going on with you and Pagers and Reynolds? Who's Reynolds?
No.
Kissy face.
Red. Hothead Red.
Red is Reynolds.
Oh, okay. She was here before.
Yeah,
she
I left. Know.
Maybe she just stopped in to say hi. Wait a minute. I see somebody by the name of the Anarchist in chat.
Who?
Really?
Yeah, that
he's
can't
awake?
Be Scottish Anarchist, is it?
There's no way. He's awake. I spoke to him earlier. I was on his show at, like, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
I don't know.
Wow. Hey, I guess go to bed.
Okay, what is this WWE supercard that Christopher Price is asking if anyone plays?
Don't know.
I guess no one's played here because we've never heard of it. Yes. So sorry. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Cookies.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies. I had one this morning. I was at the store. I got
Drifty
one of those big giant ones.
Drifty got his box of special chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah Drifty loves his box.
That's right. Oh! All right, Anarchist says, oi, vote. What am I voting for? Oh, the Supreme Excellence of Radio Awards. Fiora. It's
yeah.
The voting scene.
Get your arse in there, people.
The categories we have are... Hold on, let me go back to the beginning of it.
Biggest pussy?
Best male voice, best female voice. Best male personality, best female personality. Best ranting moment on air. Best guest you hear. Worst guest you hear. That person who you want to retire from radio. What?
Best male voice and best female voice?
Yes.
I'm confused here. Where does Teddy Callahan fall?
Never mind.
Let's see here.
On air, that's where he falls?
Right. That person who you want to retire from radio. Most interesting accent. Best storyline on air. Best promo on air. Best breakthrough personality of the year. Person to avoid on air with. Most sought after guest. Biggest liar on air. Most awkward moment on air. Biggest ego.
99.23.
Best face. And best heel.
You know what? I just have to do this. I just have to play this.
I'm fighting it. Does that taste good?
Oh, hold on. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the best moment ever. Nothing tops this.
I'm fighting this. Does that taste different? His mouth was warm.
Please mute. Please. No.
You're I'm fighting this.
For the whole love of God, mute.
No, you can't do that. Does that taste different? All I gotta say is you know it's good when you get told, girl.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. I love you, Judgy. You really did it.
His mouth was warm.
What?
I'm on mute, so they don't hear.
I'm gonna. Oh,
that's why of all.
Different. He only knew.
Please mute. Please. No.
You're
good. For the love of God, don't mute.
Oh, damn. I gotta get it. Okay, knock it up on my own. I'm fighting it. Does that taste different? I'm fighting it. Does that taste different?
All right, Susie?
Just two shots, people.
Susie?
Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when
I'm Susie here?
Back again. Oh, landed, okay.
Oh, Susie?
I'm just trying to find out who's got all the background noise.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, you know what the abbreviated version of all that is? Hold on. Oh, I have
no idea what
that still cracks me up. Oh, that still cracks me up.
Ow.
Okay, whatever that noise was, gone.
Okay, so, and I think, ladies and gentlemen, on air
everybody
now,
that I muted, I put them brought back on
the
air. So.
Star is,
okay.
And this icon is with us, I believe.
Hi, icon.
I came because I had...
Thank you.
I heard Caden talking about a bull dyke, and I got all excited. I want to know more.
Okay,
oh,
hold
like
on now. All right, Icon wants to know the Supreme Excellence Radio Awards are still being voted for. The complete list of categories are as follows. Best male voice. Best female voice. Best male personality. Best female personality. Best ranting moment on air. Best guest to appear. Worst guest to appear. That person you want to retire from radio. Most sense. Best storyline on air. Best promo on air. Brain bleach moment. Or a moment you wish to forget but you can't. Best verbal beatdown moment. Most sought after guest. Biggest lie on air. Biggest ego. Best face. Best heel. Person you want back on radio. Best show. Not host, just the show. Best concept of a show, and funniest moment so far.
I would have put best drunk on air, but that would just be me serving my own fucking ego.
Wait a minute. I think
so
best
many
drunk
good
would,
moments on air.
Hold on. Best drunk would be come down to you and Shifty, I think.
Jesus.
I know, but I would end up...
And D'Angelo.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, and D'Angelo, yes.
Who? Michelangelo would doing teenage
no,
movies.
No,
D'Angelo.
No, D'Angelo.
Red husband.
Christopher D'Angelo. Not Christopher
yes,
D'Angelo.
The
yeah,
the Dean of Obscene.
Am drunk on air? Oh, my Murphy hell.
Yeah.
No, the funniest drunk on air is Judgment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
He's also in turn. He's the dumbest drunk on air for marrying Slammy.
That's
well,
right.
That wasn't on air. That was just on a Skype call. But
yeah,
that was
yeah,
still.
Yeah.
Wrong. Holy crap. Thank you. How drunk was I earlier?
Oh, you were pretty drunk, Haggis. You were pretty drunk.
There's about 2 liters of that gone now, so I've got another 2 liters.
You were supposed to be in your bed, Mr. Matt.
Well, I decided that, then the Amber
Nets... Didn't Scooby the Elf tuck you in a long time ago?
No, I did
no,
not.
Bumsy.
That's not my child, nor is my husband, so no.
No,
not my
kid. She takes care of me on a Thursday and stuff and whatnot, and just tell me, go speak about that. That's about it.
Hey, Icon, Thursday, we
yeah,
on for our show?
Are you on for the show?
I am.
Then we's gonna get a long talk about the football.
Yeah, because you guys haven't done that in a long time.
It's been about a month.
Yeah, well, because it was like a preseason training, she was in somewhere called Morocco, I was somewhere called Copacabana, so
Between physical therapy, doctor's appointments.
Between sore feet and abscesses, you know, I kind of get...
Oh,
it.
God.
Yeah. But,
wait, Sean blows a huge ass.
Whoa.
Okay.
Sean Hubbard
oh,
is a huge,
huge
ass.
Smoke cloud.
Oh,
I've blown a huge
blow
load
it,
in some ass
huge,
before.
Blows a huge ass smoke cloud.
Okay.
Dude, why didn't you just do this?
I have no idea.
And she did nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I did something in the chat. I
no, you didn't.
I seen
that.
Where was this?
Did so. I put the smoky smiley
now,
face right
now
underneath.
Oh, now it showed up.
There you go.
There was a long delay because you said,
oh,
well, I showed it and it just popped up now.
Yeah, that's like a huge...
Yeah, on the phone and on the computer, it's like a 4 or 5 second delay.
Big
well,
Bowden
the chat's
says,
usually
okay,
not delayed like that.
No,
Big Bowden
but,
says,
on my computer,
his ass blows you smoke cloud.
But, freaking Skype and Blog Talk hate each other now.
Oh, good lord, it's horrible.
I know.
They are divorced. They are going through separation. They are.
Oh,
it's
I
ridiculous.
Can fart smoke.
Okay, they're being gross in the chat, Susie. Stop.
It's not my show.
Continue it even further, Tank.
I said I bet he can fart from smoke rings. I said nothing fucking sexual. At all.
You can
wait. You contributed to this, and you're complaining about it. Thank
but
you.
It wasn't gross. I didn't blow a load up anybody's ass.
That was Caden.
I believe that was you, Sean.
Hold on. I have to ask Caden a question. Caden.
I'm just reading, you know.
Is he here?
Take it to the back room, please.
All right. I'll ask Caden when he can. I have a question for Caden when he can. All right, Caden. Caden.
Yo.
These comments, you've blown some huge loads in some ass before. Is this true?
It may or may not be true.
Well, all right, there you go. I was just asking. See, he's not saying he may or may not be saying anything factual. So if it's semi-factual, then how can you complain about it? At least tell him the truth.
FB, how much did it cost him?
Poor Drifty, he just walked back in. Poor Drifty, he just walked into the middle of this. Yes, and Big Bone has a point, Tanky.
Uh-huh,
you're lucky it wasn't Superman doing that to you.
Never mind. Never fucking mind.
Your head would
pop
off.
First of all, he'd be faster than a locomotive, so he'd be less than a minute man.
But that's not the point.
Yeah,
your head would have popped off in
the
explosion.
Then he'd blow the top of my head. Yeah, my head would just go poof.
You know,
that's why
so
him and Lois Lane never had a baby.
Yeah.
Or maybe they did when he lost his powers temporarily.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why they did that.
Remember?
Right. Yes, that's why they did that.
Hollywood.
We have a very special caller.
Oh, we do? All right.
Yes.
Hold on. That's why I get the soundboard. Oh, here we go.
Oh, really now?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
I knew you were.
I like always, dear. Like always.
Because I know where he's at, so.
Yes, he's at the Guinness Factory.
We do want to say one thing to Spicy's manager. We do wish you well, bud. And
yes.
Speedy recovery.
Yeah, man. Yes. It's too large. Lots of
here for you.
That's glad we're here for you, buddy.
And also, we want to wish...
We do?
Shifty's manager and
Candy's
manager a speedy recovery and hope everything is going well for them as well.
Yes. Good luck. We hope to hear from you guys soon.
I noticed that. Wow.
What happened? Why am I hearing an echo? Judgment's
on the air.
You was echoing.
He's here. Listen, it's Judgment.
I am in third icon in ages.
I have not really beaten you down to a pulp because you're a little pussy and I'm not drink that much yet.
Yes, I've just been strolling along and eating my peanuts and Doritos.
Well, it was cool how you removed those bottom ribs. I mean, those are a bit of bruising on your diaphragm, but it's good you got rid of them.
Oh.
I know. Wasn't that pretty cool?
I have an announcement. This Friday coming up is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
You can even change your language on Facebook to pirate.
That's right. And remember, I met a pirate one time. He showed me his belt buckle. It looked like a ship's steering wheel. I said, "What's up with that?" He goes, "It drives me nuts."
You know, I
are Billy ever been to sea?
HRB, I don't think he'd be showing you his belt buckle. He was actually pointing to it, and he told you to suck it. He didn't.
No.
They obviously don't get the joke.
I know.
I get the
I
joke.
Did.
We
I
did.
I got it, too.
Hey, man, it's a Captain Hindgrinder joke. Of course.
That means, Brady, I get to get drunk.
All right, Sean, what are you posting in the chat?
Something I wish I didn't.
All right, hold on. Should I read this out loud? I'll read this out loud. The headline is, Big Van Vader, not the professional you would have hoped to meet. Saturday night, September 13th, the event, the Ashland McClure Memorial 2, a night that should have been celebrated by a gathering of individuals to make a difference by raising money for St. Jude. One of
Saint
the special
Jude.
Stars brought in to make the event even more special was Big Band. A man with many years in the sport of professional wrestling, a man that made a name for himself in WCW, WWE, and Japan. Fans thought to meet such a name in the business. Well, that was not the case. I spoke to several fans that alleged the exact opposite. It is alleged that Vader was rude and cursed people for no other reason than being cantankerous. One man claimed Vader even tried to slam his head in a door while telling the man he did not belong in the same area the building he was in. Vader was not brought in as a heel. He was brought in to entertain the audience and help raise money for St. Jude. This, oh, why am I hearing myself?
Because you're awesome and you need it.
This poor treatment did not stop with the fans. It was also alleged that Vader bullied some of the wrestlers as well, even pushing a female talent. I can personally say I was not overly impressed by Vader's attitude. While standing at ringside, I could hear Vader downing the audience under his breath and being a general jerk. He did his ring work with enthusiasm, which was a surprise by his initial attitude. This in itself may have saved the opinion of Vader, but there's one thing that he did that was really in poor taste. The event organizer, Jason the Brain, had spoken to Vader about taking pictures in the ring with fans for a price of $10. The deal was made that Vader would donate all proceeds earned from the pictures to St. Jude. This was agreed on between Vader and Jason. Here's where things take a turn for the worse. Jason alleges that Vader did not give them money as a donation and said that as soon as Vader left the ring, he and his son left the building without saying anything to anyone. This isn't a theft, but it may as well be, since the money earned for the pictures did not go to St. Jude as promised. Vader was paid, and paid well for his appearance. The alleged breaking of the deal was just poor taste by a man that has lost the respect of many that were in attendance and part of the event. Will this stop him from getting bookings? Doubtful. But I would say Vader is not the professional that I hoped he would be.
Why, you ain't seen Vader on WWE.
Not the first time I've heard of Vader being a dick.
No, Vader's a cunt. Fuck him.
Sean was talking about it on PWR one night, how much of a dick he is.
That's why you ain't seen him. If he stopped wrestling, you ain't seen him on WWE.
Actually, he was on WWE
Vader,
not too long ago.
A year ago in November on my birthday over in Iowa, and he was actually pretty nice, but
I could tell
that he was not happy to be in the ring.
His last appearance on WWE
was
against Heath Slater in a Legends match, or whatever you want to call it, in the day.
They paid him to do that. He needed the money.
Yes.
Obviously, you get paid to do it. You are a fucking retard. Seriously.
Yeah. We're going to get paid, fucker.
You are the dumbest person I've ever talked to, and I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
Never mind.
I think it's because you're
And the dumbest person of the year award goes to Tommy the Ace, Todd the Ace Vegas.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Call him Tommy. Nobody gives a fuck what his real name is.
Excuse me.
I mean, come on. If Vince is bringing him in, obviously he's getting a pretty fucking payday.
And he did used to wrestle for WWE back in, mid-90s?
WWE.
Yeah.
Yes. Not too long ago. Mid to late 90s he was there.
Attitude era.
Well, and
I was
a Vader fan, too, because when the opportunity arose to meet him finally after all this time, he was the one guy on my bucket list. One of the guys on my bucket list that I didn't get to meet because he'd been in Japan for all those years. And then he finally moved back to the States. But,
very true.
You know, and now I'm reading on Facebook also that, where did this go? He tried hitting on a 14-year-old with his son.
What was that?
Sorry for the squeaks. I'm sorry.
How are you doing, Pinky?
14-year-old in Japan because that's an easy mistake because, 14-year-old, 3-year-old, does it look all fucking young? I ain't gonna lie. I've made the same mistake once. Never again.
How old's his son at this point in time?
So that'll be brought up on tomorrow's show. We'll go into it more then, but
good.
That totally shocked the shit out of me.
Oh, that, well, then, good. I will have something to talk about tomorrow night.
Breaking news.
Okay, we have breaking news just now.
I know, I just said that.
If you are... Oh, man, you just threw me off. If you're signed up to receive the updates from Aurora Entertainment, it says tonight at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the game will be down from 4 to 6 hours for a complete overhaul update.
Well,
what time?
At 1 a.m. Eastern Time, so within the next hour and a half, the game will be down from 4 to 6 hours for an overhaul update. This has been breaking news.
Is this one?
Beep. Game's running slow ass for me right now. Everything else is fine.
Is this one? Did we set the fan base and the money and our levels and our abilities and all that stuff?
I don't know, but it was. It's supposedly a big update. It's going to take place.
I bet we all tune in tomorrow or whenever the hell we wake up and it's all neon fucking pink and we're like, Jesus Christ, the lad's going to have epilepsy right now or else we'd be spasming out and dropping it in the goddamn mouth.
Ooh, and even more news, ladies and gentlemen. Brutus Clay has debuted with TNA Impact.
What?
Really?
Ooh.
We knew we'd go somewhere.
Brutus Clay.
We had to go
Brutus
somewhere.
Clay? OJ is at where?
Yeah, OJ. OJ's stealing his shit back.
I know, Caden. They ought to give it back to him. Why would anybody want to keep it as a prize? Give a man back his little trophy.
I know, Jesus. All it was a bunch of T-shirts. Give a man a T-shirt.
And the gloves. Give him the gloves.
Give
him
the gloves.
The gloves. Because they,
I mean, they don't even fit.
They
must have quit.
They must have quitted it. Give him the gloves and give him the little rubber things that came in the gloves and give him the clothes. Give him the little rubber.
Yeah, but you know the only thing about Brodus making his debut for TNA, that won't give him the same music. So you're not going to hear somebody call my mama.
Hold on, Sean. You're a bit of a veteran, aren't you? What we're not going to hear is fucking the Ernest the Cat's music being rehashed in TNA. Come on, dude. You know it.
Okay, you posted that link, but it's not for that story. Or do I have to
scroll
down?
OJ is going to be in TNA. That is so freaking cool. Drifty gives OJ needs a hug. I agree. And he's going to be in TNA.
Where's Johnny Cochran when you need him?
The link works for me.
Yeah.
OJ was good.
Who was the other one? Marsha Clark. We need Marsha Clark back.
OJ needs
Are you talking about OJ Simpson?
OJ was awesome in Naked Gun. What are you on about?
Thank you.
Where's Judge Ito?
He was.
He was Judge Ito.
He was the boss. Or was it Aeroplane? I can't remember. But they were both good movies.
He was in both of those.
What? He's a very versatile.
And you know what?
He's a very talented
person. It still proves true. Kardashians are always getting black men off.
Never mind.
Oh, my.
Y'all need to get a message to whoever's taking over WU. And let them know that they need to do another version of the game and make it booking unstoppable, where it's all strictly booking.
My goodness.
But people retire the hops. Fuck that shit.
You know they're going to put wagers in.
Wagers?
Wagers, yeah. Where you go to a match on a pay-per-view, the owner can set a wager up. If it's me versus Caden, they can put a wager. People can actually go in and put money into the company. They can bet 10 coins that Caden's going to win, or they bet 15 coins that Judge is going to DQ. So they're going to be putting wagers into the match. You're going to actually be able to wager your prospects at what's going to come out of this
thing.
Seriously, you guys are going to be... Gamblers Anonymous is going to be a link on the side of there. Your little video that comes up, it will be a video for GamblerArtificialGames.com.
That's right, folks. No risk, no rewards. Take the gamble.
The other night when the owner was on the radio, whose show was that? Okay. Was that yours, Judge?
It was Happy Hours.
It was Happy Hours.
Oh, okay. Because they were talking about PRC. I'm in PRC.
And La Gringa Loca, she's the GM over there. She runs
the
company.
What is Kelly doing in the chat?
She's telling me who she's voting for. I don't know in the chat. Just post.
You don't put in the chat. Right, Kelly, you put in the scene.
She posted
it.
Ha! Wait a minute. Hollywood is not a face. Have you seen that face? Seriously,
I
it's
am
not
a, face.
A face.
What are you talking about?
He's got a bare face, new judgy. He could be you face.
I don't know.
You
person you want back on
the wow. Face.
You like Uncle Morty's voice? Shame, shame. Everybody knows your name.
Oh. I guess Morgan's been threatening.
Shit. I never get honorable
get her
mention
drifty.
For any of that shit.
Get her drifty.
Yeah, Kaden, you
best female voice is Steffers.
You have
best male personality. Good choices. Pat, worst guest to appear, Zach Ryle, I would have to
Kaden.
Agree.
Kaden. I was going to put you in one of the categories, but Icon didn't make one.
Well, what's the category?
The guy with the hottest cock.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wait. Hold on.
The hottest or the hardest?
Well, there's only one that shows their junk, and it's you, Judge.
If you said hottest, we might be up for debate, because I've stuffed my cock in a couple of papers, so, you know.
And then we was going to have the and then Icon, you need to make one. You know, Kaden, we just need to make a scene for him. We need to put some posts. The person with the biggest cock breath, that would probably be Amadeus, because Sasha always sucks him. He's always sucking Sasha. Yeah.
Well, he's sucking Sasha?
Wait.
I heard Sasha sucks him, and then he kisses Sasha right after.
And bundles outlaws.
With nepotism in my voting scenes.
He probably even inches outlaws with a nipple.
Enough. There's nothing to distract me unless I read what Kelly's typing. Come on. You guys are being nasty again. Elf, make them stop.
By nasty, you mean truthful? Yeah.
Yeah. And you could put down the biggest help in Unstoppable, which would be the Terrell the Truth Johnson.
Yeah.
He is the guy.
Yeah.
That shit.
He's going to be coming
start
out
up
in the help. Coming to
theaters.
Trash
talk course that he goes to university.
Yeah, Trash Talk University.
Yeah. I think you need to start that up again. We all have people that need to learn. Todd.
They might be you, the person that wants to
learn. Hey, I've never said I was
Brown.
A trash talker. That's why you
talk.
Never hear from me.
I know, right? We should not hear from you. Don't speak unless spoken to, and this doesn't count. Shut the fuck up.
Oh. Watch it, buddy.
What?
He said, watch out, buddy.
Watch what? Watch me.
You're still pissed because your fucking Raiders lost, so shut the fuck up.
My Raiders?
Raiders?
Who's Raiders?
When
who's
did
Raider
I like
fan here?
When did I like the
who's
Raiders?
Who's this talking?
Who is it talking?
Who I am. Seriously,
you
don't even know who I am? Talking out your ass? Come on.
Stallion, don't let people talk to you like that. Come on.
I know, right?
Stallion, turn your fucking rein. Rein yourself in, bro.
I mean, I am the greatest guy. I started up my own game. My own game with people. I had Rowdy Roddy Piper promoting the game.
You
that's
gave
right.
me a boxing glove.
Yeah,
a
boxing glove, autograph.
Boxing
glove.
I did.
Awesome.
I did. Boxing glove, some t-shirts.
Wait, what was the name of your game? Wallace or Wrestling or something?
Yeah, it was. It was, actually.
Oh, goodness. See, he's got a snort.
See, at least I made a little noise.
I hear a snort coming.
The one thing.
No, I'm non-cluck.
Oh,
that doesn't get to me. You and that non-cluckery.
Is it Undertaker?
Well, I didn't like the fact
Todd.
That I had to go collect that boxing glove. I had to go to a fucking stable. I did not like that. It smelled bad.
I know. Was it an old one? He got from an autograph store. Hey, Todd.
It like a fucking was humping it.
Okay, since you have never really been officially introduced, I would like to introduce you to the one and only Stallion.
How you doing, Todd? Nice to meet you.
Up, Todd.
Stallion? The pussy that runs from the belt, Stallion?
Pussy that runs
no,
from the belt?
Boy.
How about the one that promotes and actually makes something worthwhile for you to actually play?
Oh, wait. Stallion's
I've
not allowed any
last...
airtime, so I'm going to hang up on you.
Yeah.
Which stallion are you talking about?
Well, which one are you
which
talking
you just
about?
There's only one.
Were you just in, what the hell is it? Glory and Pain?
I may have been. There's a lot of things I've done in my time.
No, and just had the tag, and just had the tag, or the tag belt, just had the heavyweight championship.
Probably. I'm better than you.
Like 2 or 3 weeks. Are you in Coke's team? I mean, Coke's company?
What the fuck is Coke?
Coke.
I said Cope on Woo. You're talking about Woo, right?
Yeah.
Woo,
yeah.
Woo,
woo,
woo. Woo, woo, woo. That was the song Milli Vanilli did. Woo, woo, woo.
On, what is it, 4UK and, what's the name of your company on Woo?
There's not going to be any
NLW.
More up till tomorrow, okay?
How do you not know what the name of my company is? It's NLW. The fastest growing and the most successful company in Woo.
Ever.
I'm not, that's why I don't know who you are.
Really?
And I was thinking you, and I was thinking you was another stallion that keeps fighting. Him and Cope keep fighting. They keep fighting back and forth for the heavyweight champion, and they sit there and brag.
I don't.
Hold
fight.
On. Do you have a ring for the pseudo stallion?
Somebody that's going
yeah,
about
send me
Brayden as my name.
No.
Send me your link.
No. You send us the link of the pseudo stallion. I want to check this out.
Yeah. I want to know if somebody's trading
chat,
as my name.
Just so we can all check it out.
I'm going to have to issue a cease and desist order.
That's right.
He wants to know who's putting the talk.
Hello?
Oh, seriously, you're going to go there? Then I'm going to have to hang up on you.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo, woo, woo. You
let me bring another caller on.
I sang all radio, but I don't.
Yeah,
do what? Todd, go ahead.
Stallion, do you live in Texas? Or is your thing from Texas? See, that's not even the same person then.
He's from
it's not even the same wrestler that I'm thinking of.
He's a New Jersey, born, proud New Jerseyan.
I'm from the Jersey
no,
Shore,
the stallion that I'm talking about, he on his profile, it says he lives in Texas.
Well, then
and,
it's the wrong stallion. You're obviously
yeah.
hanging out with lower-class jobbers.
No, I don't know who this guy is. He just had the heavyweight. He would go and do two moves, and then he wouldn't freaking fight for 2 days. He wouldn't call defense, wouldn't nothing, and would leave the game for 2 days until he would get more bots just in case he missed another move or something.
So basically you're saying he actually played smart where you fucked up?
Well, not. How is that playing smart? If you're going to do your moves,
obviously
do two or three
up.
Moves, four moves, and
oh.
if you miss, then call a bot. Or
oh,
if
you're an
you
idiot.
Don't.
This is why you don't win.
Okay.
when you fight
the same person over and over again for the heavyweight champion, how can you call yourself a 30-time champion?
Because you win it 30 times. It's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah, but you're fighting the same guy. You're setting yourself up with the same guy.
So he's doing it smart and you're not.
That's
he's obviously capitalizing on something.
Well, never mind.
See, I'm going through gauntlets and I'm going through tournaments to even get a title shot.
What I hear right now is
to win
my
belt.
Look,
my first
hold
shot.
On, hold on. This
what?
Is how you get a title shot in the company. You win
what?
One match. Look, this is how you get the easiest way to get a title shot in the company. You win one match. You don't say a word. Then you inbox the hell out of the owner, demanding a title shot repeatedly.
But see, I don't play that way. I work my way to the top 10, and then I ask for a title shot.
Well, you see, you're all wrong.
You ask for
a title cock?
Wait, there's title cocks?
I don't ask for title shots.
When the hell that happened?
Well, when Judgy started playing.
Okay, you know what, Todd? I'm going to be nice for you. I'm going to ask my buddy there in the chat. Caden, would you post the Stallion's link into the chat? Because I know Stallion isn't logged into the chat there. Would you mind posting the link in there? And Todd, I kind of think you ought to fan him and follow him because, man, he is one. I mean, this guy has done
a lot. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't even think I'm fans with him.
Well,
the only Stallion that I was with was this one punk.
All right, we're going to get
you a
link,
a
Todd, and,
you were
not
you were
a different Stallion.
You were with a guy.
Here, watch. I'll get it right now and send you the link.
Yeah,
You're with a guy? You like men? You suck cock?
No.
What?
No. Okay. I don't like guys. I like girls.
You said you were with a guy named Stallion.
No.
it's okay. It's okay if you like a man humming your bum. We don't mind. We don't judge.
Hey, actually, we do judge.
Well, we don't care. We're not going to look down on you.
I mean, I've done judge a couple times.
I've not done judge at all.
Oh, he said a couple times.
We
may have a special guest calling in here in just a moment. Very special guest, a blast from the past.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's not proven fucking Bean, is it?
I have more seniority than this Todd character. I've made more of a name for myself through Mike Zodiac.
Billy Bonnie?
No.
I know who this is.
Who is this?
Is this Toby?
This is Toby. This is Toby Harris.
Toby
Harris.
What's happening?
He's like, what are you, like 12 going on 13?
Yes, I'm 12 going on 13, but I'm smarter than this Todd guy that happens to be like 35 behind a computer, keyboard hero.
And I happen to be 45, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Tank, I just
45 years old. You're not making yourself sound any better. No.
I've got an issue. How
in fact,
can
you should probably brush your teeth with the end of a shotgun and pull the trigger.
I've got an issue. How can
Toby.
Toby, my goodness,
Tank,
Toby.
I just sent you the link to the stallion I was talking about.
Please don't tell
about.
My mom or wash my mouth out.
That's fine. I'm restarting.
I don't want the belt from Adrian Peterson. Please, no.
I still have the issue of how the hell can you play a game behind a computer? You need to be in front of it to play it.
Where is this link? I thought you posted it in the chat.
You did.
So, Toby, since you're going on 13, you do anything special for your birthday?
Yeah, I tried to do some girls, but it didn't happen.
Why? What happened? Is that because Mike Zodiac was with you and he ruined things?
I have a bit of an acne problem. I need some Propecia.
Oh, okay.
But Propecia's if you have a hair problem.
Oh,
yeah,
well, proactive.
Yeah, that's what I need. I need some proactive, and I also need Propecia because I have a bit of a hair problem.
What? Not enough? Or
Propecia usually
behind?
Affects women.
My balls have not sprouted any.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't worry about it, man. Then you don't have to shave them later on. It's all good. And
oh my
and
God!
She sounds like she's speaking from experience.
I know.
I would like Tank to shave my balls someday.
No, it's not gonna
because my name is Toby Harris.
Oh, damn.
No,
oh, poor
happen.
Toby.
No.
What? Tank,
I'm only
Tank.
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 You
Tanky.
Opened yourself up for that
Toby
one.
Toby Harris has one request.
And that's what happens when I talk
Tanky.
When I'm stuck.
Tanky.
Toby Harris was
hold on a minute.
Wait,
hold on a minute. Tanky. Toby Harris has... Tanky. Toby Harris has one item on his bucket list. One item for you to shave his balls.
Yeah.
You can't do that one request?
Yeah.
She's speechless.
No.
She's gagging. Her gag reflex is so
good.
Yes. Oh,
I don't know
are you
if
busy
she'll
with somebody else's balls at the
me,
moment?
But...
I think she's gagging because she's busy with somebody else's balls at the moment.
Oh,
okay, we have a very special...
Did she find Todd's balls? Did she finally find his?
We have another very special caller.
I heard he can't find his own balls.
We have a very, very special caller. We have a blast from the past. Prepare yourselves, everybody.
Okay.
Welcome, Relic Reed.
I was
a blast from
the past once. Big blast to come, and then I came out 9 months later.
Holy fuck!
Jesus.
Boss, is that you?
Who the hell is it?
Hello.
Oh, we still have the soundbite of him fuck off.
No,
on
that's
radio
not a soundbite of him. We never had the soundbite of him saying that.
You have the soundbite of him farting on here.
I know.
The soundbite of him fuck off him on the radio.
Or really, really ripped into the bucket.
What have you
Relic
been up to all this
you,
time?
Relic.
First copy.
Uh oh. Relic drop.
Uh-oh. Relic drop. No.
You don't understand. Relic dropped a chicken wing. He's going to have a funeral for it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm kind of scared.
Listen, I'll tell you what Relic hasn't dropped. He hasn't dropped any weight. That fat fuck. I mean, I'm sorry. I said the F word. I'm so sorry.
Are you sure we shot this
on 12. Or 12 going on 13. You're too young to be That's cursing awesome. On air.
I am.
So, why are you up so late on a school night anyway?
Because I have a I have an iPad and I can do whatever I want when my mom doesn't know.
I think she'll find out
after
this show.
I might get you into some trouble.
Okay, is it me or with Toby Harris on here, this show has completely turned into a female version of The Hunger Games?
No, it's more like that. It's more like a The View with Todd on here. Todd, join me. Join me with The View.
I don't think so.
Who's going to lay an egg first?
Todd, you can be Whoopi.
I'll be Whoopi.
Hey, man, Rosie O'Donnell.
I'll be Whoopi because she's smoking some good shit.
Smoking some good shit.
Can I be Rosie?
Sure, you can be Rosie.
Rosie looks great now, man.
I will be Rosie.
Which Rosie?
O'Donnell.
Rosie Palm.
Yeah, which
Rosie?
Palm. There's two of them.
Now. Rosie O'Donnell's back.
O'Donnell, not Perez. I like Perez too, but I really like Rosie O'Donnell.
I don't. She's from my part of the neck of the woods in the class.
I've always liked.
Well, my original neck of the woods. That's the real reason I moved to California.
No.
Oh,
no, my
God.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. And I'm not in the chat.
What?
Susie, I'm going to give you a link. Could you post that into the chat? Because this is... Wait. We got it. Hold on.
What do we got?
Hold on.
We have another 99 fucking minute here. All
right. I will post it in chat.
From the
Thank you.
News desk.
This just in, the Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll has been fired and now working as a drive-thru attendant at Starbucks.
Because they lost the game.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's not a high-pressure job. Oh, you lost the game, you're fired. I work at Starbucks.
I don't know who the hell
they lost to San Diego.
Yeah, Pete Carroll's the coach of the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. Well, I should say the former coach. I'm just saying. Who's the new coach?
Michael Vick.
Yeah,
really?
Okay.
Well, good for him. Good show, old chap.
Yeah, he's going to run those guys hard. They're going to be so dog tired.
That, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
Wow, Toby, you brought the chat to a halt, I have to say.
I'm just more fucking confused than anything, but I just kidding.
Oh, Thomas. Michael Vick.
We're talking
Get
about
it.
American Get football.
Oh.
You mean like
not something I know nothing about.
It's called pussy, right?
You're Canadian. You guys play that CFL. You're in the CFL up there.
Yeah, man. We got to run further.
Oh, I do like the Cowboys. Give
me long dimensions.
You know, we've got
a shorter field, but a longer end zone, and wider fields.
I don't like going.
Yeah,
to
yeah. I heard Canadian girls have longer end zones.
Oh damn!
Toby, how could you?
That's just what I heard. I heard Montreal girls are loose.
I don't know. Is that true, Tanky?
Righty, lefty, loosey.
You know what? Not this Canadian. Not any Canadian I've had.
I heard you're
you
lefty. Loosey.
Are you from Montreal?
No, I'm not from Montreal at all.
Oh, okay. I'm
from Vancouver.
She's from Vancouver, okay.
No, Toronto.
I'm not from Vancouver. I'm from Toronto. I have relatives in Vancouver.
Are you the Vancouver Hoover?
Oh, Tanky.
No, honey.
Tanky, you just say you're Canadian. You're actually from Michigan.
I am not.
You're from
I am not American.
You're from Detroit. It's right across the way. Come on.
Stop insulting me.
But it's fun.
Oh, okay, wait.
So you're a Red Wing fan?
Being
hold on,
from
hold
Newfoundland,
on.
Okay?
Tell the truth. You're from Seattle.
Hey, man. That's where Pearl Jam's from. That's all good. Home of Grunge. I'm good with that.
Wow.
Oh, my Jesus.
Tank is really in Mexico City, everyone.
That's right.
She's using a translator. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Mexico City. I'm visiting Shifty and Candy.
She has a voice modulator. Wait, I've heard about this voice modulator. If you're Mexican, it makes you sound Canadian. We don't know how that works.
kind of what
makes you say,
yeah, sounded Irish earlier.
I mean, because the one that Tanky has was probably made in China.
So if you're
That's
retarded,
true.
You sound like Todd. Is that what happens?
Oh, that could be.
Oh,
very well be.
Son, you better go back to bed before you get whooped.
Oh, somebody's getting a little irate.
Wow.
She is irate.
I don't take shit from a little fucking 13-year-old punk kid. They should be in bed, ready to go to school.
But you just took shit. You just took a lot of shit. I mean, I handed it right to you. I really threw it right in your face.
Yeah, okay.
I rubbed it right under your nose like a dog.
Oh! Gotcha. And you're talking to somebody who don't even know who the fuck you are.
Really?
So I really give a fuck.
Hold on.
But you really do. You're crying over there.
Why are you getting so
I know you are, but
why?
Someone's really irate.
There's no crying on the phone.
Well, he's only 12 years old.
There's no crying in baseball.
Hold on. There's no crying in wrestling.
Yeah, Todd, he's only 13 years old, so come on.
He's only 12 going on 13.
No, he's only 12.
Well, 12 going on 13.
12 going on 13. Without hair on the balls.
That's right.
Hey, man, sometimes that's a blessing.
As opposed to no balls at all. He's got hair with balls.
Which they haven't dropped yet either.
Mine have dropped.
Hey,
believe me, mine have dropped.
Mouth.
I will gladly drop them right in your mouth.
Well, I don't think
tell.
So.
I'll teabag the shit out of you, mister.
Do you want to know how you can tell
Toby.
A boy's balls have dropped? His,
Toby,
his voice doesn't crack.
Yourself.
His
Toby,
voice
stop.
Isn't cracking. Come on.
Have you ever been stamped in the forehead?
What was it, a mushroom stamp?
That could be a chicken wing stamp from Relic Reed.
Hey, if my dick was in your nose, where would my balls be? In your mouth. They would be right in your mouth.
Maybe on his top lip, you know.
He's right.
Is this your face?
Todd, I have a really good question for you. Todd, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Listen,
oh, shit.
Now,
I want...
if I'm fucking you, but you come first, who's gay? Are you gay or am I gay? Answer that for me.
You wouldn't be fucking me, so...
Really? Because I'm
apparently
sticking
apparently neither one of us.
I'm sticking it right in your ass right now, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, see? Now, if I put peanut butter on my balls and let your mom lick it off, is that considered cheating?
Never mind! It's only considered cheating if you invite the dog.
The dog probably does a better job.
I'm sorry.
And how would he know what a dog would do?
Because
do you know
your mom
a dog
is
one. Look his
anus. Think it's your mom's dog.
Dog in the field. What a bitch.
Okay, I have a very special caller I'm bringing on. Hold on a minute.
Oh, boy.
A very, very special guest caller. Huh?
Who there?
I was hoping for Barack Obama.
Is it our blast from the past?
Oh, it's another blast from the past.
Off that Tuesday.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello?
Is it Barack Obama?
My own?
You're on.
Is there anybody in there?
It's Rowdy Doody.
This here is the West Texas Hog Rapist.
Oh my God.
Wither, how have you been?
Wither, you son of a bitch. Yeehaw!
For real?
For real?
Hey, why don't you give us one of your patented woos?
Woo! Yeehaw!
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's him.
Wither's live, boys. Yeehaw!
Wow.
This is the West Texas High Pig Racing. I mean, West Texas High
I've heard such good things about this West Texas. I think I shall go there.
Is it true they grow them big in Texas?
I hear they grow
my
like
belly's
that?
Big. Yeehaw!
I'm not from Texas. That's why my penis is not that big.
Oh.
Well, we grow them big here in Toronto, I tell you.
We ride horses, we ride bulls, we ride hogs, we ride them all, boys. Yeehaw!
I ironically, they're all...
Oh, hold on.
Ladies
and gentlemen, we only have 90 seconds left of the show. I'm sorry if I didn't get to your promo tonight. I will definitely take care of it next week. We just had like a star-studded show this evening.
Yes, star-studded with the Toby Harris.
That's right, with Toby Harris and the West Texas High Rapist, a roller.
Rapist, what?
Sean.
That's a
and Katie, what?
It's okay, you can't rape willing. You cannot rape the wailing cod. You are wrong.
Oh, that's what? Two more s'mores?
I think he's got a pig.
What, 10?
I think...
Get the defibrillator, of a fucking...
Wait,
where's...
I think,
you people are evil.
I think West Texas... I think we're the cold in while he was having a date with one of his pigs.
Come here, Sue, baby!
I'm having a fucking deliverance moment up in here,
that
folks.
Sounds like Todd's mom. Todd, that sounds like your mom. I think
like
she's calling you.
Oh, all we need is doing banjos, and we're set.
Listen,
okay,
Wither and Todd can
wait,
tower
really quickly, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're heading into a very special after party. You might want to check it out later on.
That may get so
And with that, have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to tune in to PWR Slam tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Back to Basics Radio Network. And we're in the after party.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got 10 seconds left. I'm sorry.
10,
oops.
9, 8,
I can 7,
11, 11, 11.
Oh, 11.
Yes, I can 11. Last 10 seconds.
11.
Okay, we're in the after show. I think we're in the after show. After party,
oh,
whatever you want to call.
I can't breathe. Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay, we're there.
I know, my God. You don't even know my allergies. You're so bad.
We're in the after party. God help us. This is the uncensored portion of the show.
We're going to hell without a hand fan.
Hold on. The show was censored?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Censored? Who censored themselves?
I don't know.
Toby Harris censored himself. He had to church it up a little bit.
Okay, well, you're safe now. Now you don't have to.
Toby has reminded me of something of, what is it, and a Christian MMA fight where both competitors kick each other in the balls.
I saw that on Facebook.
I know, it's fucking hilarious. Oh, that's the wrong thing I'm pressing. With a thing to prop. Alright, so I send it to the people that need to require to be seeing it, so hopefully they're still in chat.
Wait, what are you extending?
What are you connotation onto?
I thought you said you were extending. I heard I'm extending, and that's all I heard.
I extend every morning. I wake up with
okay.
Morning.
Never mind.
Tanky, you can touch it. Please touch it.
No.
Check link, but scroll it.
She thought about it for a moment.
Then you
she
see like, these two MMA people hit each other in the balls at the same time. It's classic. I was chuckling for like 5 minutes.
What is this?
Just watch. Go to the 1 minute mark.
Go to the 1 minute mark? Alright, hold on. Oh!
Right, yay! Told ya!
Oh, crikey!
He said crazy.
You know what's funny? Every day I went, ooh, at the same time.
The whole ruin.
You know what's funny though? On the ground they both pointed at each other and went like this. You win.
Well, it's like a Christian MMA fight, so I guess God doesn't want them to reproduce anymore.
Oh, I'm watching it again in super slow motion. Hold on.
You're a masochist.
Oh.
What's wrong with you, homo?
I'm joking.
Okay, that's just wrong when a guy watches two other guys crotch shot each other in slow motion.
They put ice on his...
God, really?
So, are you not watching this?
That's wrong, Tom.
Oh, good Lord.
You know what?
You
what they need for that clip is some GR commentary. That's what they need.
That's right.
Am I allowed to be on the after show with you guys?
Yes.
You
oh, crikey, right
we haven't kicked you off, have we?
I know, but I don't want to get in trouble. It's past my bedtime.
You
better talk to your mom.
Go to bed, you son of a bitch.
You can call me Father Hackett.
Oh, Wither, you're still here. I'm sorry. So what have you been up to, Wither?
Pigs.
Wither, can I join you? I want to do some pigs. I'm going to start with Todd's mom.
Oh, my God.
Son, you don't even know who the fuck I am. Why?
Why are you starting with me? Because you're a little punk-ass bitch?
I ain't no bitch. Who you calling bitch?
You're the one that's crying.
I don't even know who this fucker is.
A 13-year-old is making you cry right now. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, okay. 13-year-old is making me cry right now.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're letting an almost 13-year-old,
almost
13-year-old, get your goat.
Miss McHaggis,
he's not getting
round up.
That's the whole thing. I don't give a flying fuck what he says.
Boy doesn't even have a pubic hair, and you're letting him upset you.
He's not upsetting me. That's the whole thing. He's talking out of his ass.
It sounds like you're getting upset a little bit. It sounds like you're getting upset.
No, I'm sitting here watching Big Bang Theory is what I'm doing.
I had a Big Bang Theory. Talk about banging your mom. It was one hell of a series.
Never mind.
What when he asked him, are you mad, bro?
I can tell you about some Big Bangs.
Are you mad, bro?
Yeah, you do fat chicks, do you?
Right, nothing wrong with chubby chasers now.
I know.
Wait, Tanky, you're a chubby chaser?
I never said that.
I thought you said there's nothing wrong with chubby chasing. You do it all the time.
Tanky, I have a chubby right now. Chase me, please.
There's a lot of people on air. It's hard to hear whatever he's saying. I'm sorry. I apologize if I misinterpreted what he's saying.
I need to blow my nose.
You need to what?
Chubby chasing is an oxymoron.
Blow my nose.
Oh, okay.
I rather the name of my penis is my nose. Please come blow.
Wouldn't
blow
that
is
be more of a that'd be more of a trunk, wouldn't it?
Yes, elephantitis.
No. Let's not talk about elephantitis. I mean, HRB and I both watched the same episode of that guy with the large nuts and they weighed like half a person.
I just read the article. I just read the article.
Oh, yeah, I watched it. That's right.
And I said, good Lord. Oh, my God. What were they, 45 pounds
using,
each or something like that? 90 pounds each or something?
Yeah.
How the hell did he walk around?
I'll tell you right now exactly how he walked around. He was using a triple extra large hooded zip-up sweater to hold his nut, and then he tied the arms around his waist.
I bet you I could make HB jealous in less than 1 second.
No joke. Look that shit up.
I could make him jealous in 1 second.
Okay.
5 days ago, I met Peter Capaldi.
Bastard. Did you get his autograph? Did you get his autograph at least?
No, man. He was in a bar in Glasgow, and I was like, how's it going? He's like, fantastic. I said, you're good as the doctor. He's like, I know. Then he went out.
Hollywood.
Oh, well, he's got the name of a doctor.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand a word he just said. Can you translate? I have no clue what the fuck he just
said.
Neither do the rest of us most of the
time.
And he met
Peter
Capaldi.
It's cool.
He met Peter Capaldi.
I understood everything he said.
And who was the current actor playing Doctor Who.
Yeah. But
he sat down next to him and told him he was great playing the doctor, and the guy
Oh,
said,
Doctor Who.
I know.
Yeah, I heard he has a thing called a TARDIS. A TARDIS?
A TARDIS. Yes.
Yeah, but Toby, it's cool because Back to Basics has a subtitle option. You can just click on that now. It's because of me.
No, because it's going to be complete question marks every time Todd talks, and I can't understand that.
But you'll find fucking translators for it. The Back to Basics radio network is awesome for that. They found them for me, so...
Yeah, but nobody knows what the fuck he's saying either. And he's speaking English.
I don't know if he's speaking English. I ain't speaking English.
All right. Wait, hold on. I got to do a recap here. Okay, I got to see who's on. I'm on air. Susie's on air. Judge is on air. Tanky. Sean. Toby Harris.
I'm
on air.
Toby Harris. Todd is on air. Who am I missing?
Hey.
Icon. Angel, you still here? Kelly?
Is Shawnee still on air? Is Kelly still here?
No.
Angel here?
Not sure. I'll be with you in a second. I need to make a phone call.
All right. Don't forget to go to West Texas.
Oh, that's right. Wither's here.
Wither. I strive to be more like Wither because I don't want to be like Mike Zodiac.
That's right. I think he was going to bring you down.
He did bring me down. He brought me down to Todd's level, and I could not handle that.
And I don't know who the hell that is either.
I wanted to kill myself at 9.
Well, that's when you met. That's when you were friends with Mike Zodiac.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he even gave you a shout out.
I know.
He gave me a shout out, and then
he gave you more than a shout out. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Never mind.
He got expelled from school, and I was on my own. I had nobody to hang out with.
Yeah, he also got detention for listening to a radio show.
Yeah,
at school.
Yeah. He was an icon. I miss him.
They were talking about Zodiac today on the feed.
Oh, really? Really? Because you don't even know who he is either, do you?
I don't know who he is because I'm not fans with him, but I know the name because everybody's always fucking talking about it.
Oh.
Just like I'm not fans with you, but I sort of know who you are because everybody's talking about you all the time.
Is that addiction? That's right.
No, it's not addiction.
Everybody's talking about
here.
Me every time because I'm a pretty popular guy. I've made a name for myself.
He has his network cooking show.
I'm pretty much more popular than you. If they're talking about me and not talking about you,
see, I don't care if people talk
about
me.
But we've been talking about him 2.5 years. How long we've been talking about you? A couple of days.
Who, me? I've been on the game for almost 4 years now, but I don't ever talk on the
feed. Talking about you.
Well, that's true. People have talked about me. I've gotten into some arguments with freaking Brutal and Pyrus and a couple
fuck
other
Pyrus.
People, but
Pyrus.
I don't deal with that
Pyrus.
Bullshit.
Yeah, because everyone thinks radio is a prominent part of the fucking.
I call.
That's right.
I don't pay attention. I just read the feeds. That's all. That's the only thing I ever do.
Really? I'm surprised.
One lately is the jukebox.
I'm surprised that you can read, knowing that I have a better grade school level than you do.
What's your grade school level again? Like under fifth? I'm in
like fifth grade, sixth grade, something like that.
You don't even know what grade you're in.
I don't want to tell you what grade I'm in. I don't want you stalking me. I don't want you stalking me.
He's an elementary or something.
I don't care. I hear Tricky Bird.
Never mind.
Girl's girlfriend gets me hyper.
Tim Horton's ice caps make me hyper.
I've got the Saiga. I found out a way to cure the hiccups.
All I heard is cider. I like apple cider.
I thought he said something about a snowmobile.
That's not
the same cider he's talking about.
This cider will put fucking balls on your hairs.
How
balls on your hair?
Really? Because I need hair on my balls. I need hair.
So take the shape of them.
Amen. No, you know what? Hair on your balls is overrated.
This cake doesn't want to shave them.
I don't feel I should have to shave
like
them. I don't understand why I have to shave them.
Because you're the razor.
I don't understand how that came up.
Because you're the razor.
Yeah, I remember how it came up.
That's his one wish. You're going to deny this child his one wish.
He has one item on his bucket list.
Please. This is like the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
You guys are just wrong and stuff, okay?
Hey,
welcome to the after party, folks.
I said that already.
Or Tank,
no,
is
but I'm saying it again.
Tank, did you get that link that I sent you?
Yeah, it's in my inbox. I'm kind of busy right now.
Oh, okay.
They're boring right now.
I wish I was in your box and a little busy right now.
Oh, yeah! Stop you. Toby. You're old enough to be like my youngest child. Knock it off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're not old enough where your tits sag, so come here and jack me off.
I'll give you directions to the funny farm where my mother's at. You know, like she's crazy. She might not be.
No, I don't do mothers like that Caden Steele does. He's all about the mothers.
Yeah, Caden hasn't been to fuck my mom. Tell him my mother's lonely and she misses.
Tell tell her to do a little refresh action. Maybe he'll make his way around.
You stole my mama.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my goodness.
You stole my mama.
And whose mom was it that called in the other night? Yours.
Oh.
Your mom.
I remember whose mommy. I remember whose mommy called in and wished them happy birthday and everything.
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
That's that was right. A good night. Kaden has a thing for that mom.
That's right.
Yes, we know.
We know. We're so glad he waited till she was off the air, you know. And Sherry said she was, asked if she was hot, and she said, yeah, I am. But, yeah.
I did hear that. I did hear Kaden say that she was hot.
Asked if she was hot, and she said she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I hope he gets some.
Never mind.
You know, I was looking at
the
time.
What is this with the
milk thing? I think it's time I departed, but not the time. It's the 17th of the 9th and in about a day's time. I ain't going to be British anymore. So good night, everybody. Can vote yes because that's it. Well, you can, but I can't.
All right.
All right,
thanks for calling in, brother. When is
night, Icon.
Later, Agnes.
In the scene for the voting, can you put the deadline?
What? Deadline,
in
what?
In the scene for the voting.
Deadline
for the radio.
I'm going to wait until we get more votes, then I'll put a deadline.
Okay, very good.
Is there a jobber category? Is Todd honorable mention?
Is.
Can we have a write-in?
There is. Go for it.
I'm not even in that company.
It's not a company.
It's a union.
Obviously, you're not smart enough to figure it out.
It's anyone that's everyone.
Because I don't pay attention to half that shit that goes on.
Because you're an idiot.
I don't give a flying fuck what anybody says.
Who's flying around here? I mean, you should be giving fucks all over the place because everybody fucks you right in the ass.
My goodness, Toby, how could you?
I'm sorry. Please don't tell my mom.
Okay.
No, I won't tell her.
You've been smoking crack.
No, I got an ass crack for you to smoke. Get right down there and
shit.
I could go for a rim job.
I would never do a drug named after a part of my own ass, okay?
What? I heard something about tanking ass.
Crack.
What happened?
I said I would never do crack. I would never do a drug named after a part of my own ass.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Don't you know your dentist theory? Yeah, asshole. D-O-D-O.
That's why Todd never gets laid, because nobody will do an asshole.
Never mind. More Todd.
I don't care.
I think you do.
Whatever the hell you... Do you think that it's the first dumbass that's ever gone off on me?
Dumbass? Is that all you
have? Dumbass.
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, okay. You don't even know what grade you're in.
I'm in 7th grade.
Smart.
You want to know what grade I'm in? I'm in 7th grade. I'm 12 going on 13 in 7th grade. There, figure it out, big guy. Can you do the math? I can do the math. Can you do the math? There's algebra.
Yeah. Algebra. Yep, I can do the math.
Yeah. Can you count 1, 2, 3? Because that's what you'd be counting if you and I were wrestling together.
Okay, send me an invite. I'll whoop your ass.
An invite to what?
Invite to what? My birthday party? You want to come to my birthday party?
Send me an exhibition match. I'll whoop your ass.
Listen, I will invite you to my birthday party. You can be the clown.
No, that's all right. I ain't coming to a little 13-year-old punk's birthday.
Really? Because I heard you like to blow balloons. I mean, you're blowing everything else around here.
Yep.
I'm glad you agree.
Toby, you know it's after midnight.
Isn't that a song, After Midnight?
Yes.
Before my time, of course.
Right, well, of course. So.
Are you from New York City?
No.
Get a rope.
Who's from New York City?
You is.
Pace Picante is from
Me
New
is?
York City.
I'm
no,
originally from Long Island.
From San Antonio.
HRB is from Hollywood. Hollywood. Hollywood Rick Brutal.
Yes.
Figure it out.
Oh, I get it now.
Hollywood.
Oh, somebody figured it out finally.
I think that was Wither. I think he got it.
I thought that was Todd. There's too many retards on the show.
Jeez.
We gotta get rid of one of them.
Yeah, my
Wither,
brain can't handle
any
more of this.
How you do
I'm
that
gonna go say goodnight.
You out of here, Susie?
Yeah, I'm just dead.
All right, thanks
Susie,
very much for helping
thank
out.
Thank you tonight. For letting me come onto your show tonight.
Oh, well, it's HRB
Bye,
show,
Susie.
But you're welcome.
Yeah, it's my show, her station.
I do apologize for my filthy language and for
Toby,
the actions of a certain somebody.
Go to bed. It's past your bedtime.
I'll go to bed soon. I swear. I will.
Just don't dream a tank.
Yeah, don't be dreaming about me shaving your balls, okay?
No, I don't dream of tank. I dream of blowing my load into a big old tank.
Oh, my God. Leave Delilah
alone,
too.
Leave Delilah
alone.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Night-night, Susie.
And Susie is hung up. My
Bye.
Goodness. So,
That's
Wither,
awesome.
How are you doing with that pig?
He fell asleep on me.
Oh, damn.
Wake up, you lazy hooter.
Todd's mom fell asleep on you?
Yep.
You can lazy, tell me he's a person. You can tell me
Flapping around a couple
person.
Times. Maybe that'll wake it up.
She'll take a nap and then make her a sandwich. She'll replenish.
You can tell the age of a person by the way they say whore. He says whore, not whore.
Wait a minute, he's smacking the pig around, trying to wake it up. Hold on.
Wake up!
Oh, my ding, 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 ding. My, you have a pretty
body. I'm sorry.
Fuck it, we're having ribs.
It's gonna kill me.
Diabetes.
Oh God. Man, the poor girl with COPD alone. Oh good God. Can you breathe, HRV?
Well, yeah, I'm all right. I'm good.
What the hell is that?
You don't want to know.
Those are my balls rattling around in Todd's mouth.
Oh! Sounds like dentures.
That's what you have. That's why Toby said that they were in your mouth.
Oh.
Gum my ball sack, buddy. Gum it.
Oh, yeah. That feels so good.
Sean, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good Lord.
I like that, Sean. That Sean's a
good
guy.
That was Mean
guy.
Joey Green.
Sean, smoke a bowl. Everything will be okay.
Don't you be talking about Mean Joey Green.
I thought Sean was playing with the pig, too, now, for some reason.
Don't talk shit
Toby,
about me, Joey Green.
Toby, what's your name on the game? I'll send you a challenge right now.
Toby Harris.
It's
Toby Harris did your mom every night for the last 13 years.
That's his full name, yes.
Yeah.
Because even though Toby Harris may have been a baby in the beginning, he still had a dick bigger than your dad's.
A dick
wow.
bigger than your thumb is bigger than his. I wouldn't know, but what I've been told.
Actually, I had to climb in and punch the side of her pussy just to get her to get off.
Oh.
I literally had to kick the shit out of that.
Like a beanbag.
Whoa.
Talk about slapping your lips.
I felt like Floyd Mayweather doing that, except I couldn't read anything.
So Wither,
her pussy was so damn deep, it was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Wither,
oh, no,
is it true once
worse.
In a while?
Just...
Hold on. Wither, when you're hanging out with a pig, is it true you grab him by the jowls once in a while?
I like the ears.
Oh, okay.
Let go of the jowls. They know what they're doing.
They bite you. They got teeth.
Did you say teeth?
I'll make that curly tail straighten out.
Oh, my God. Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Hey, girl, I might have to post that
so
song for
it
him.
Only makes sense that you fuck pigs.
Huh?
Huh?
It only makes sense for anybody to fuck a pig.
I'd fuck a pig.
Where's
your mom?
Toby.
Smells kind of like bacon.
Behave yourself.
It's the only pig I know.
Spermicide bacon. Hashtag spermicide bacon.
That's right. Tanky just dropped.
I'll make a spermicide for teens. It's got special sunscreen, SPF 69.
I heard many people like spermicide poutine. Get it? Poutine? Because she's French.
Oh,
you're an idiot.
Hardy, 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 hardy.
What?
Yeah, that's what you sound
what?
Like.
What? Someone scared you.
Uh-oh, the pig's getting wound up. I think that pig's getting ready for round two. Five. I don't know what round they're up to, but my goodness.
I'd like to stick my penis in your mom's rump roast. Make some pork loins.
Well...
I can't find you, Toby.
I'm right here.
No, on the game, dumbass.
No, I'm still right here.
Are you actually on the game?
I used to be.
Are you just on the... Oh, you're not even on the game no more?
I don't know. It may be deactivated. I've been getting in trouble.
Oh. That could be why I can't find you then.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to look for him. Hold on now.
Sometimes parents just don't understand. Yeah, his mom blocked him. Yeah, sure did. Put that child block on there. And technically, you ain't even supposed to be playing a game because you ain't over 18.
Well, why do teenagers play the game?
I know, but technically, if you read the rules, they're not supposed to. You're supposed to have parents' permission.
Well, my
well,
main
maybe
account,
his mom said he could play the game, so...
My main
hashtag
account...
Hashtag go fuck yourself.
Yeah, hashtag. My main account has been blocked, but I have my alternate one. I can give you that one.
Okay,
give him that one.
I have a massive erection.
Oh, my God.
No, that's really it.
Yeah,
please,
yeah,
okay.
Hollywood, I've given you the link. Please vouch for me that is correct.
Let's see here.
See, I'm not even going to bother to try and look that up.
No, that's it. Yep. Hang on. I will put that in the chat. You're still in the chat?
I'm not on the chat no more. I'm on the game.
Well,
send
come
it
on
to,
now.
Send it to my link. I mean, send it to my inbox.
No, put it on the feed. Let everybody see.
Todd. What's the last name again? Todd.
Right. You can just
thank
put in
you.
Todd number one, eighth.
Oh, okay. Sorry
and
about
it'll
that.
Pop up.
Just put in douchebag.
Okay.
Really? Because anything with Todd, nothing pops up. Not even my dick.
All right. I sent you the link.
Yeah, I just got it.
There you go.
There's not even any freaking nothing on there.
I told you it was an alternate, you idiot. Are you not that fucking smart?
I wasn't paying attention to you, dumbass.
Oh, really? Maybe you should. When I talk, people actually listen.
Well, who
act
the fuck do
like
you
them.
Think you are, E.F. Hutton?
Really? Because I'm smarter than you and I'm better than you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad you understand.
Challenge sent.
No, the only challenge you have is actually waking up and actually putting up with me, and you're failing every single fucking minute.
Dude, see, that's what you... See, that's why your little 13-year-old ass doesn't understand. I don't give a fuck what you say.
I think
I do. You're nothing but a little punk.
Listen, if you didn't care what I had to say, you wouldn't still be going at me like this. Obviously, you care because you are a bitch. You're a bitch, and I'm making you my bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. I'm glad you agree. Like the little bitch boy that you are.
I have a question. Judge, you still here?
Yep, I'm still here. We're listening to Toby there.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Hi, Judge.
Hey, Toby, what's up?
Judge, I've missed you.
Hey, Judge,
I missed
you
too,
here?
Toby. Wither?
You know Wither's here? Wither's here.
Where's Wither?
Yeah, I don't miss Wither.
There he is.
Oh, damn.
You know me, you son of a bitch.
He brought his pig of the night with him.
I got pigs. You know me.
One fell asleep on him before.
One fell asleep.
Yes.
Yeah,
Todd's mom fell asleep on him.
I went straight up Ray Rice on that pig.
I actually thought Todd was, okay, Ray Rice.
I feel like
Ray
my
Rice?
Mom's going to go Adrian Peterson on me.
Now. Hold on a minute. Let's not get carried
Hollywood.
Away. Let's not get carried away now.
Yeah.
Buff the Enforcer just posted something on there about Minnie. On the feed about Minnie. He's calling out Minnie.
Oh, really? Because that has something to do with you? Or are you just sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong?
No, I'm just reading the feed. Like I said, and your dumbass don't listen.
It's amazing that you can actually read.
Can't read or spell, and I don't know math either.
No,
wait,
I'm glad we've
this. Wait, on the feed, Suicide Slaughter posted, when I was little, I asked my mom what a BJ was. She said, $50, two dinners, and a watch.
Damn.
I wish the feed was more like Facebook so we could like some of these.
I know.
These are fantastic.
Well, maybe with the new regime, they'll do something like that.
No, we're not giving you guys any more stuff that you can use against us
in
a court of law.
Okay, fine.
But we are giving you your robes, Hollywood.
That's good. That's what I'm waiting for.
Talk to him and said we got to get Hollywood some robes. Yeah, we're giving you some new bathrobes.
Bathrobes.
Thank you. You know, because I got 20 of the one model, and it's ridiculous.
I heard you like 90s.
No.
Hollywood's getting a onesie. You're getting a onesie.
I'm getting a onesie. I thought you wanted a onesie.
I already got onesies.
I was going to say, didn't he say he already had a onesie?
I don't remember who said what to me.
Onesie, twosie, threesie, foursie.
Rowdy Harrison, what's up?
Rudy-doody?
Rowdy Harrison.
Not Rowdy Harrison.
Oh, that's not Rowdy on air?
Hell no.
That's Wither.
Oh, hell no.
Here's WTHR, West Texas Hog Rapist.
What the hell?
What? It's a West Texas High Rapist. A Hog Rapist.
What, Hollywood?
It's the West Texas Hog Rapist.
Hog Rapist.
Yeah, okay.
Better than horror rapper.
Gotcha.
So did Todd ever challenge massive erection?
Yes.
Yeah, I sent the challenge. Let's see if the little punk can do anything.
Well, he is an alt, and he's only a level 11.
Levels don't mean shit in this game.
Really? Because you don't mean shit in this game.
Yep. And
you
I've never them? Meant to be shit in this game.
Really? Because the way you talk, you make yourself think that you're all bit high and mighty.
I tried to be shit, and they flushed me.
Really?
So where is
they didn't flush you enough. Seriously.
They flushed me
twice, boy.
What you doing?
Your mother should have flushed you.
Your mother should have flushed you.
Really? Oh, that was a good comeback. You're using my...
Mother.
Wither, I think Judge has a question for you.
Okay.
So, Wither.
Good.
Yep.
Is there any way I can get some of that bacon you got going on over there?
Bacon?
Yeah.
Yep.
Judge's aching for bacon?
I need some bacon.
That's right.
A pound or 10?
Just give me a 10.
I need some, right. I need some bacon grease.
Come here, you whores, you gotta get slaughtered.
I need you to put some grease around my penis.
Wait a minute, I think you hurt the pig.
He said, come here, pig, you gotta get slaughtered to put a pig screaming around.
I think that pig ran away.
We need some bacon lube. Me and Freak are just about out of bacon lube.
Did that pig run away?
Spit on it. I heard if you spit on it, it works. That's what Caden said.
Wow.
Well, Caden would know. He's an expert on these things.
So, Todd, do you know Wither there?
No.
Would you like to meet Wither?
No.
Why is everybody scared of...
We sound like we'd just be greatest friends.
He's very unsociable. Todd, you're very unsociable this evening.
That's right, Todd. You got to be friends with Wither. Wither is a legend.
We'd be like peas and carrots.
He could see.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Especially when you're fucking a pig. Yeah!
Oh, damn. Oh, I blame you, Hollywood.
What did I do? Oh, I let them on the show. That's right.
You fucking a carrot.
I'm fucking a carrot. What?
Wait, what?
You I'm fucking a carrot. What?
Yeah, a carrot. A big long carrot.
So tell me.
Rib for your pleasure.
I ain't touching no carrot.
I like ribs with sauce.
I'm sure you do. What kind of sauce? Oh.
Don't.
Judge
Todd's chili heat barbecue sauce.
Todd seems to think he's on a pedestal compared to me, which he's not, because I have to stand up on one so I can see over everybody.
Yeah, Todd, let me tell you something about Toby there, man. He's he's a badass. He's a legend.
Okay.
No, I'm being serious. I mean, you ask anybody who is Toby Harris, they'll tell you. I mean, ask Wither. Wither knows.
Hell, he's the reason I got
that's
banned.
That's what I'm saying. I see shit all the time on the feed talking about this person or that person and this person, and I don't care. That's why I'm not fans with them.
Well, that doesn't sound nice.
You mean,
because I don't want to. I don't 90% of the bullshit that you see on the feed, I don't give a shit, and that's all they talk about.
Oh, you're not a fan? You don't have a massive erection?
Nope.
I have massive erection.
You're not a fan of a massive erection?
How about a curly one? Yeah.
Your mom's a fan of a massive erection.
She said a curly one. Hollywood.
I heard him.
Curl just like your toes, Judgy.
Yeah, oh my God. There's only one person that can make my toes curl.
I know.
And I can't get him. He being kidnapped and trapped. Poor Freak ain't got no finger.
Poor Freak.
Didn't they cut off two of them?
Yeah, because of that dumbass Caden.
Wait, what did Caden do? I forget.
Caden? Yeah. Well, nothing Caden did. It wasn't Caden. It was that dumbass Sasha. But Caden, I have to blame Caden for the storyline.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Caden won the match, and...
Oh, that's right.
Caden won the match, and...
Caden's an asshole. We hate Caden
right
now.
Caden doesn't win matches.
Really? Really? Because Caden is quite pretty good.
Caden's a good one. You have to be careful.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Caden's a tough one.
Why are you trying to talk dumb like me now?
Oh, you said it, not me.
Dumb.
What?
You said it, not me.
So, Ty, where's your buddy at?
Who?
Rowdy.
Rowdy who?
Rowdy
Harrison.
I have no idea.
Your buddy.
He ain't my buddy.
He's your buddy.
He said he was your buddy.
He said it was your lifelong pal.
Yeah,
he said he was your broke fat baby mama.
Stu. Yeah, oh damn.
You forgot who you're talking to.
Todd.
Yeah.
He said that you was his buddy and that you and him together was going to rule unstoppable, and that if you didn't follow his orders, that he was going to make your life a living hell.
Okay, where the hell did he say this at?
On Mordrum's radio show last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he
did. Is that who called in?
Yeah,
I didn't even know who the hell called in was yelling at me when he hung up.
He was the reason you got bitched at by Mordrum last night, dude. But yeah, you and him
really?
Are buddies. You and him are the best of buddies, and that no one is can touch you two, because you two together are going to become the new Harley Race and Ric Flair of Unstoppable.
Okay.
Yeah,
is that why he fired me from the company?
Do what now?
Is that why he fired me from the company?
What company?
From, I don't know, what the hell company was it?
You got fired from Rowdy's company? Dude, I wouldn't say that out loud because that's, like, sad.
that's like getting fired from Pyrus's company. Oh, wait,
no,
you did.
No, not it. No, that was L.A. I got fired from. Los Angeles? Yeah.
L.A.? Los Angeles. Oh, damn.
Oh, I dare you to say that to him. I dare you to say that and call him a cholo.
What?
Yeah.
Call him a cholo.
Call him a cholo.
A cholo?
Cholo.
A cholo.
Cholo.
What's
that?
Look
it up. Cholo.
Mexican gangster.
What do you say about that?
Google it. Google.
We got a cholo here. West
I'm not here to hold your hand. You are 45 years old. You are 45 fucking years old. Do it yourself.
I am not 45
listen.
Years old, you son of a bitch.
Wipe your own ass.
Wipe your own ass. Next time
you
I come on it. You're
45 years old.
Oh, you're going to come on my ass? That's gay.
No.
You just said you
did say that.
You really
dude,
did.
Dude, he's like 13. That's so fucking wrong.
I'm with her. I am wrong.
Oh, that's with her.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
was saying.
Was Todd again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was Todd.
I thought it was Todd.
I
apologize.
You're here.
Sorry, can you?
Whether you can come on my ass, it's okay. I wouldn't expect any less from you.
Hold on, but Toby, you have to dress like a pig first. You have to get a pig costume.
Oh, well, I'll just put a picture of Todd's mom on my face, and that'll pretty much make it.
Oh, God
damn.
She's the worst pig in this fucking game anyways.
Good old Sweaty Betty. Sweaty Betty.
Sweaty Betty.
It's always ready.
Really? Because I've been calling her Large Marge.
That's her other nickname. That's on Friday night.
Oh, damn. I'm just... I need a drink.
A couple of them, and I don't drink. You do now, you son of a bitch.
I heard you guzzle cum. That's pretty much the same thing, unless you chew it.
Oh, my God. He's a some bitch.
See, when Wither drinks, everybody drinks.
When Wither drinks, we all
just
need
to pass out. Woohoo!
Or you wake up with a pig mask on.
And a messy pair of drawers.
So wait, if you pass out and he puts a pig mask on, does that mean you're eligible to be in WWE?
No.
I think you're eligible to be in Todd's company, though.
No, you're eligible for Wither to be inside you. Ooh.
No.
Whole different kind of wrestling, boys.
Wither, I think you should change it up sometime and make Todd be inside you for once.
Well, that might be interesting.
Yeah, I think it would. Let's see if he can hold on for 8 seconds instead of you.
Of course, he'd have to put something on there. Yeah.
He said 8 seconds.
Strap on or something.
Todd, are you going to start coming out to Eminem's 8 seconds intro song?
That's 8 miles.
No.
Todd, willing to go 8 seconds.
He's going 8 inches.
No, I ain't willing to go 8 seconds.
Judge.
What happened?
Eminem was 8 mile. 8 seconds was the rodeo movie.
Well, that's what I meant.
I made a few rodeo movies.
Shut up. I hit a ham once today. I can't do much more damage than what I've already done.
That's true. Yes, it was a banner day for Judge.
Yeah, I hit an emulet.
Poor Judge.
And it was parked.
Oh, good Lord.
At a stop sign.
Now, when you hit said ambulance, did that ambulance have to take you to the hospital?
No, the ambulance did not take me to the hospital because the guys was like, they had parked on the side of the road. Actually, I'm going to have to probably say it was their fault, but they had parked on the side of the road to go in, and apparently I didn't see the side of it. And I, like, smashed into it.
Were you blacked out? Were you driving?
No, I wasn't drunk, but they think I was because they gave me a breath test, and they did a blood test. It was I messed up on my pills and got the nighttime pill instead of the daytime pill.
Oh.
And it made me sleepy at work, and I should have let someone drive home. So my car is, like, smashed right now.
See, I don't know where you're at, but here in Vegas, they just passed a law. They have to get a court order. They have to get a court order to take a breathalyzer or even a blood test to find out if you're drunk.
Well, I knew I wasn't drunk, so
Judge.
Therefore I wasn't going to do anything.
Judge,
hey,
I'm back.
That?
Hey,
oh,
hey,
listen, I heard your rant. In New York, you're required, if you get pulled over and you know, they want to give you a breathalyzer or some sort of sobriety test, you're required to do it. If you don't, you automatically give up your license right down in there. Hollywood,
yeah.
Support me on that.
Yeah, that's true, yep.
Well, the thing is, I knew I wasn't drinking, and I told the guy, I said, look, this is what's happened. I just
oh, yeah, and then we have an under the influence law, too, where fatigue also falls under that.
I told him, I said, I messed up and took the wrong pill. I said, I didn't have my contacts in this morning, didn't have my glasses. And when I put my pills in my little box, I said, I just must have put the wrong one in, and there was, he said, well, do you want to take a breathalyzer and stuff? And I said, yeah, I have nothing to hide because I knew I hadn't been drinking. And so that's the only thing I think that, but my truck is like totally fucked right now. So it's like airbags sticking out of it and everything.
I got to say this right now. New York is supposed to be a liberal state, but they're very hard in their laws.
New York's a shit state right now, dude.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Texas, what they do is they take an empty bottle.
That cop the other night.
Hey, shut up now. They take an empty bottle and they roll her down the street and you shoot at that sumbitch. And if you hit it, you're fucking sober enough to drive.
Really?
Yep.
Well, hey, I heard that they take Todd and bend his mother over the front of the squad car. And if you decide to hit that, you're drunk as a skunk.
I'm always drunk. That's why I hit that shit so much.
Well,
dude, is that Toby Harris I just heard?
I think so.
Toby's
yeah,
here.
Oh,
and we have Withers here.
Withers
here. Withers here.
Is that
Todd's
who that was?
Here.
I thought that was Roddy. Roddy Harrison.
No.
I'm gonna start being
Sean
rowdy
here.
Wither, get Caden some pigs.
Oh, I've had some pigs in my day.
He can juggle piglets.
I probably got a few out there that I don't know about yet.
What, you fuck Sookie?
I fuck a lot of things. I think Sookie fucked me.
He is one sweet woman.
Wait, what?
Withers
yeah, when she
Sookie?
Was in the womb.
I think Withers implying he's had Sookie.
Long time.
Sookie.
Yeah, $5.
What in the butt?
Dicky, dicky, licky, dicky, Sookie. Yeah.
Remember the saying, Sookie, $2. Sookie, $5.
An elf. free.
My goodness.
So, Wither, where you been keeping yourself lately? We haven't seen you in the game in a while.
I'm in Texas.
What? I know you're in Texas. Is there any way that you're going to be coming back to Unstoppable anytime soon?
If they unban me.
What?
Being a racist, stupid piece of shit.
When did you get banned?
Oh, fuck, I'm too drunk to remember.
Was you just, did you pull an Adrian Peterson on someone?
Probably. He stick his dick in people's asses?
No, that's that guy called, Caden.
Oh. Caden.
Yeah, Caden Steele, you know that guy?
There's two of them.
We're talking about the original Caden Steele, not the impersonator.
Oh, like the cool one, not the stupid one?
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking right.
So, Todd, who is your biggest rivalry so far in the game?
My biggest rivalry?
Yeah, who do you have trouble beating?
Sounds like Toby Harris in a trash talk battle.
Sorry. Nobody, really.
I have to say, Todd, I can't believe you just sit here and let Toby Harris just say that kind of stuff to you. I would just go after him.
Dude, I don't care. He's a little kid.
What do you mean he's a little kid? He's a wrestler and unstoppable. He's an adult.
Yeah. I know, but I'm not in any companies. He doesn't do Instamatch, so I've never fought him before. I don't know who the hell he is.
Well, he's
That's why Pirates fired me, because we were friends, sorta. You know, when I first
he
got Vegas,
sorta, he throws that out there.
Well, yeah, sorta, because I mean, I talked to his brother more than I talked to him. But then I went and opened up Vegas, and we were doing a sit for sit. And I told him I wasn't going to sit in his company because I don't trash talk. I don't do 90% of the time.
You were doing a sit for sit, but you refused to sit. And you were the one that's complaining you got fucking fired.
No. He wanted me to do a sit for sit. And I told him, as long as I don't have to trash talk, I don't do hardcore. I fight straight up. I don't talk very much. Nothing like that.
So basically, he wanted to help you, but you didn't want to participate. That's what you're saying.
No, he wanted me to trash talk and shit. I don't do that. That's not
obviously
how I play the game.
Exactly. He wanted to help you, and you didn't want to participate.
West Texas. Hey, Wither.
Huh?
We used to have names for people who wouldn't do sit for sit for someone in a company. What was it called?
Cocksuckers? No, see, I did do a sit for sit. And
obviously,
for 6 months, I was in his company and he was in my company and everything was going fine. And then one of his friends got into the company and wanted a title shot. So I said, well, talk to Pirates. He's the one that sets it up. I'm not the one that sets up title
that's
shots. Whoever Pirates puts in front of me, that's who I fight. So he went and talked to Pirates. Pirates is like, okay, I'm going to give this person a title fight. I says, okay, fine. He says, so I beat him. So the next day, he goes over and he's like, yeah, I'm giving him another title shot. I'm like, why? I already beat him this week for a title shot. He can wait a week. And he goes, all right, well, I'll set this match up. He goes, if you win this match, he doesn't get a title shot. If he wins, he gets a title shot now. I beat him again. 5 minutes later, Pirates goes and sets a freaking title shot and puts all these stipulations, trash talk in this. I have to drag him up the freaking thing, climb up a ladder and do all this shit. I have to get the GM to freaking say this and say that.
Basically what you're saying is you wanted to hold on to a title and basically have it handed to you and not work for it.
I worked my way to the top 10.
You didn't trash talk. You didn't do shit.
But see, when he
and you
first,
don't
want to
play by
first,
his rules, and you're the one that's crying that you got fired, I would have fired you right on the fucking spot.
Wither, what's the name we call these people?
Cocksuckers.
See, that's the thing. When I got into his company, he told me I did not have to trash talk. He told
me.
No,
but he did want you to suck his balls because he is a little queer boy. And he's twisted in the head and he wanted you to fuck him. And you didn't, so he gave it to the other guy because the other guy sucked his dick.
Exactly.
That's how pirates roll. You suck his dick or you don't get shit.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I'm not defending Pyrus because I seriously don't like the guy. But your actions, I would have fired you on the spot too because you're obviously not working hard enough.
Can I talk?
No,
obviously
not.
He just opened up his company. I had just opened up my company. And his brother is the one that Havoc actually asked me to do a sit for sit.
Okay, wait.
And
a minute.
I said that's
on what?
I said that's fine. In X, what is it? XMW, X, whatever the hell Pirates' company name is.
I would
do a sit for sit as long as I don't have to trash talk, as long as I don't have to do hardcore. Pirates is like, that's fine.
Six months
down the road, once he had established, 45, 50 people in the company, and at that point, I was already champion. I was 18-1 or something, 17-1 at that point. And one of his friends, who doesn't even play the game no more, got into the company and wanted a title shot. And I said, fine, you can have a title shot. He goes, well, it's going to be a title shot with these stipulations. I go, I don't do those stipulations. He goes, yeah, you are. I go,
oh,
no,
my
I
God,
have
you have the biggest case of diarrhea of the mouth.
Oh,
I've
my God.
My
what, it
life.
Is,
it.
What it is you're saying right now is that you were a champion, and you didn't want to do anything to keep that championship. You didn't want to do anything.
I fought
actually,
him.
No, listen. There are stipulations. Things change. People change the rules all the time. It happens every day. It happens
yep.
every fucking day. And you know what? You were a champion. You were basically handed the title, basically, because you didn't trash talk. You didn't do anything for it, except for, ooh, you went 17-1. Anybody can do that.
I went 22-1 before.
Oh my God!
Oh,
22-1.
That's like the Undertaker.
Whoa.
You're the Undertaker.
Listen, you stroke your own fucking ego. Oh my God!
Wait a minute. West Texas, we have names for people like that. What are they called?
Cocksucker.
But see, Pirates had told me champion calls.
I want that as a ringtone.
See, that's Pirates. What I was told. Pyrus told me that champion is who calls the match.
You know what?
Well,
the
I'm
GM has the final
so I'm
say.
I know, but he told me.
Oh, you know, but now you're still bitching.
I'm not bitching. I'm just telling you the facts of how it was.
Oh.
So are you and Pyrus
talking?
You and Pyrus still talk? Are you guys made up or anything?
No, I've never talked. I haven't talked to Pyrus since left the company. I haven't talked to I've talked to Havoc a couple of times, but Havoc doesn't even play the game no more.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, well, what are they called again, West Texas?
Cocksuckers! God dang dirty cocksuckers!
I am so going to record that and put it on my phone.
Oh, we need that as a soundbite.
That is going to be a soundbite and a freaking ringtone.
West Texas is going to be my new hero. I'm going to go fan him. You know, there's a company out there I think you actually need to get involved in, Todd.
Megatropolis.
It's a company that my son has.
Who?
Drifty. Do you know Drifty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
see,
think you need
see,
to...
See, that's the thing. I see, that's the thing. Like, I just got into Dog. Because,
why?
Because they were talking... Yeah, PFW, because they were talking about money so. So,
No, wait. Now, you don't talk about money so, because that's my tag partner.
No, me and money so are... Paul, we're boy, he just got... See, I'm doing a sit for sit in his company right now.
Oh, I bet he left your company.
Huh?
You might want to check because I bet he left your company.
No, he just see he did. We did. He just sent me a contract today. We're supposed to have a fight tomorrow for the Vegas title or something.
Oh my God!
See, that's See, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
What do they call it again? West Texas.
You heard me once, you heard me twice. It's always nice to say cocksuckers.
Popsicle.
Hold on, guys. I think we're going to go off air in about a minute. So I just want to thank everybody for hanging out in the after party. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll see you all next week on the Unstoppable Super Show, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, Tuesday night.
Hollywood
Radio Network. Yes.
Thank you for letting me come on and speak to Mr. Todd.